约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4
21节
Verse 21
耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷
Jesus said to her woman believe me an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father
你们所拜的你们不知道我们所拜的我们知道因为救恩是从犹太人出来的
You worship that which you do not know we worship that which we know for salvation is from the Jews
时候将到如今就是那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要寻找这样的人拜他
But an hour is coming and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth for such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers
24节神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他
Verse 24 God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth
我们昨天晚上已经说过约翰福音是四本福音书最后的一卷
Last evening we mentioned that the Gospel of John is the last Gospel among the four
约翰的书信是所有书信中最后的
And the Epistles of John are also the last Epistles among all the Epistles
约翰的启示录也是最后的预言
And the Revelation of John is also the last Revelation
因为我们的主托付给约翰有个执事就是捕网的执事
Because our Lord entrusted to John this ministry of mending the nets
到了约翰那个时候你看见福音的网已经破了
At that time of John you saw that the net of the Gospel was broken
所以他给我们约翰福音
So he gave us the Gospel of John
到了那个时候教会已经老化了
At that time the churchHad aged.
脸上有了皱纹，也有许多的玷污。
It had wrinkles and it was blemished.
对于这样老化的教会
，For an aged church，
圣灵有话要说。
The Holy Spirit had a word to say.
结果就借着约翰，我们的主就直接对亚细亚的众教会说话。
And through John, the Lord spoke directly to the churches in Asia.
那么在主所给约翰讲的这么多话里面。
So among all the words that the Lord spoke to John,
那么我们刚才所读这一段是非常重要的。
The part that we just read is extremely important.
因为这一段讲到敬拜。
Because this portion speaks of worship.
那么这个也就是为什么约翰要捕网。
And that is why John needs to mend the nets.
因为到那个时候在捕鱼敬拜这件事情上。
On this matter of worship,
不光那个网破了
Not only is the net torn
不光大家对于敬拜的福音的真理模糊了
Not only is the gospel the matter of worship is kind of hazy
那个时候人知道主耶稣是救主
At that time man knew that the Lord was a savior
也是神的君王
And he is the king
也是神的仆人
And he has got servants
God the servant of God 他也是一位荣耀的人子
And he is also a glorious son of man
这些他们都知道
They all knew that
但是好像有一点他们漏掉了
But it's as if they missed something
那么是约翰告诉我们说原来我们的主就是神的儿子
And it is John who tells us that our Lord is the Son of God
他的生命是超越的生命
That his life is a transcendent life
他从天降下仍旧在天
He came from heaven to earth yet he was still in heaven
那么你怎么形容这位神的儿子呢
So how do you describe the Son of God?
因为从来没有人见过神
Nobody had met God before
在父怀的独生子就把他表明出来
The only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father was able to manifest him
大家没有看见我的父亲
Nobody has ever met my father
但是你看见我怎么走路你就知道我的父亲怎么走路
But you see how I walk you know how my father walks
我走路都是内八字的所以你知道我的父亲也是内八字
So when I walk my feet are turned inward so you know my dad also does
所以我就把我的父亲就表明出来了
So I declare or manifest my father to you
所以主耶稣是神的儿子
So the Lord is the son of God
就是说他是父怀的独生子
And he is the only begotten in his bosom
他有个使命
He has a mission.
他有一个责任，就是把天上的父把他启示出来。
He has a responsibility to manifest the Father.
所以在约翰福音里面。
So in the Gospel of John.
从第一章到第七章，给我们看见神就是光。
From chapter 1 to chapter 7, we see He is light.
第八章到第十二章，对不起，是神就是灵，对不起，神是个灵。
I'm sorry. It shows that God is spirit.
然后从第八章到第十二章，给我们看神就是光。
From chapter chapter 8 to 12, we see that God is light.
从第十三章到二十一章给我们看见神就是爱。
From chapter 13 to 21, we see God is love.
这实在是一个伟大的发现。
This is a great discovery.
这也是伟大的启示。
And it is a great revelation.
你去看人类所有的 document, 所有的文献。
If you were to look of all the documents in history,
你看见有哪一个人得到这么大的启示？
Who would have received such great revelation?
你只有在父怀的独生子能认识这一位神是怎样的一位神。
Only the begotten one in the bosom can know who this God is.
结果神就把他的秘密告诉了他的儿子。
So God gave the secret to his son.
因为他的儿子在父的怀里。
Because his son is in the bosom of the Father.
因为约翰在主的怀里。
And because John was in the bosom of our Lord.
所以你看见父怎样把秘密告诉儿子，儿子也把秘密告诉约翰，告诉我们。
So how the Father gave the secret to his son, the son also gave that secret to John and to us.
所以宇宙那个神秘的面纱就解开 the veil.
So the veil of secrecy has now been opened.
弟兄姊妹，这个是最伟大的启示。
This is the greatest revelation.
如果你认识我们的神是怎样的神，
If you know what kind of God our God is,
你就知道我们的敬拜是怎样的敬拜。
Then you know how, what our worship should be.
敬拜乃是我们对神所认识的神的一个回应。
Worship is to the God that we know a response to Him.
如果有的人他所认识神不过是石头是木头做的，
If somebody knows a God as but one made out of wood or stone,
你看那个敬拜乃是偶像的敬拜。
That worship is idol worship.
他在那里做敬拜的动作，
He has the motion of worship.
他越敬拜他的眉头做的越紧。
But the more worship he does, the more his brow furrows.
他越敬拜他脸上给你觉得他越痛苦。
The more he worships, his face has a lot of pain.
所以你看见吗？这是因为他所认识的神就是这样的一位神。
Because the God that he knows is but such.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果你发现神是个灵，
If you discover that God is spirit,
我们当然就应当在灵里行。
Of course we need to worship in spirit.
所以我们敬拜的时候当然用我们的心灵和诚实来拜他。
So we worship him in spirit and truth.
这是最基本的。
It's very basic.
但是不止如此。
But not only that,
神也是光。
But God is light.
虽然他离开我们非常的遥远。
Even though he is very far away from us.
但是因为他是光。
But because he is light.
当光照在十字架上的时候，
When the light shines on the cross,
所反射出来的七个不同颜色的光芒，
What is reflected is seven different colors.
这里就给我们看见什么？
What does it show us?
这里就给我们看见，虽然神是很远的，但神又是那么近。
Even though he is far, yet he is near.
我们能够认识他。
And we can know him.
我们能够行走在光中。
And we can walk in the light.
我们不在黑暗里走。
No longer walk in darkness.
而且我们要得着生命的光。
And then we can gain the light of life.
你看见这个就是敬拜。一个人当他敬拜的时候，这就是他的生活。
This is how someone who is a true worshiper lives.
不光如此，
Not only that,
神也就是爱。
God is also love.
因着他是爱的缘故，
Because he is love.
那个爱是到底的爱。
This love is a love that loves to the end.
是爱到永远的。
It loves for eternity.
这个爱永远不离开。
It is an everlasting love that never leaves.
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
他必须我们钉十字架。
He had to nail to the cross.
必须从死里复活。
He had to resurrect from the dead.
必须升天。
He had to ascend to heaven.
然后保惠师就来了。
And then the Comforter came.
要住在我们的里面。
To abide in us.
不要忘记，他永远和我们同在。
Don't forget that forever he is present with us.
而且他和我们近到不能够再近。
And he is so close to us, you can't get closer.
主耶稣在门徒的脚前已经是够近了。
When Jesus was before the feet of the disciples, it was very close.
但是那个爱还不够到底。
But that love was not at the end.
爱是爱的到底。
Love is a love to the end.
结果你看他就住在我们的里面。
Then he abides in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
今天我们不是像犹太人一样。
So that no longer we're like Jews.
我们一定要到耶路撒冷，一定要到哭墙，然后祷告神的答应，才能听我们的祷告。
That we have to go to Jerusalem to the wailing wall to be able to have our prayers answered.
他们敬拜神不错。
They did worship God truly.
神离开他们很远。
But God was
was still very distant from
him.
They have to take an airplane to Jerusalem to draw nigh to God.
但是弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 你看我们主在十字架上为我们所成功的救恩。
On the cross, what the great work of salvation
is. 现在我们近到不能够再近。
Enables us to be closer, we can't be any closer.
不是耶路撒冷那座山。
It's not the mountain on Jerusalem.
也不是撒玛利亚那座山。
It's not the mountain Samaria.
那个都太远了。
All those are too far away.
那个给我们看见的爱不是到底啊。
It shows us that that love is a not never ending
love. 那个给我们看见爱是能够受山河水间隔的爱。
It is a love that can be separated by mountains and water.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你要知道什么样的敬拜是新约的敬拜吗？
You want to know what New Testament worship is?
你要看见它不只神是个灵。
You have to see that God is not only God's Spirit,
神是光。
That He is also light.
神也就是爱。
And God is love.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们能像玛利亚一样在他的脚前。
Now we can be like Mary before His feet.
我们来到我们的深处。
At the very depths of our hearts.
我们不要走很远的路。
No longer do we have to walk a distance.
现在我们就能够来到他的脚前。
We can come before His feet.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见我们蒙了何等的恩典
we have recipients of so much grace
我们在他脚前的生活
we are living before his feet
那个就是敬拜的生活
and that is a life of worship
所以在我们整个敬拜的生活里面
so in our whole life of worship
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
do you see this
一面是生命的道路
on one hand it is the way of life
一面是光的道路
on the other hand it's the way of the light
同时也是爱的道路
and the other way of love
弟兄姊妹这是宗教吗
is this religion
你普通所想的宗教
with the religion that you think of
一定跟礼拜跟你敬拜发生关系
it has something to do with worship
你知道佛教徒怎么敬拜
do you know how Buddhists worship
你知道回教徒怎么敬拜
do you know how Muslims worship
你就知道说这个你就知道说这个犹太教怎么敬拜
and you know how Jews worship
你看他们的敬拜
their worship
你就知道说他们的敬拜里面到底有多少的丰富还是多少的贫穷
but you'll see how poor or how rich their worship is
感谢主
thank the Lord
所以为着我们要明白新约的敬拜
so that we can understand New Testament worship
现在神借着约翰做不忘的工作
God uses John to mend the net
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你读马太马可路加
when you read Matthew, Mark and Luke
你也读到一点点
yes you do read something
但是没有像约翰讲的那么清楚
but not as clear as the gospel of John
神是个灵
God is spirit
神就是光
God is light
神就是爱
God is love
因为这都和新约的敬拜发生直接的关系
because this is directly related to New Testament worship
那么约翰福音特别是讲的福音的真理
the gospel of John speaks of the truth of the gospel
给我们看见主耶稣神的儿子
It shows us that Jesus is the Son of God
我们神是怎样的一位
And what kind of God our God is
因为这样的认识
Because of this knowing
就左右了支配了我们的敬拜
It actually equips us to worship
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
而且 control govern 我们的敬拜能够支配我们的敬拜
It governs our worship
那这个是非常非常重要的
It's very important
那么我们还记得在约翰福音第四章我们主耶稣和有一个撒玛利亚妇人就讲到敬拜的问题
and we know in John chapter 4 Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman about this matter of worship
那我们都知道这一章的故事
we know the story very well
你记不记得主耶稣一定要经过撒玛利亚
remember Jesus had to go through Samaria
因为他知道到了中午的时候有一个孤单的一个妇人要出来这个要水喝
because he knew that this woman at noon would come out to gather water because
我们的主一定要在井旁遇见她
and our Lord had to meet her by the well
因为那个时候所有的犹太女子或者撒玛利亚女子都是黄昏的时候出来打水
because all the Samaritan women at that time would come to collect water at dusk
但是这个撒玛利亚妇人不敢黄昏的时候出来打水
but this Samaritan woman did it differently she did not dare come out
我们知道她一共有五个的丈夫
we know that she had five husbands
现在的丈夫还不是她
and the current husband was not hers
所以我们的主要遇见他
So our Lord had to meet her
我们的主要做他的救主
Our Lord wanted to be her savior
不过在我们的主拯救他以前
But before our Lord saved her
不过当我们的主暗示说他是个罪人以前
Before our Lord said that she was a sinner
那主首先给他看见
The Lord showed her first
他为什么中午出来打水
Why did she come to get water at noon?
因为证明说她里面有一样东西不能够满足。
Because it proved that there was something in her that could not satisfy her.
因为不能够满足的缘故。
And because she cannot be satisfied.
她以为说一个丈夫可以把她填满。
She thought that one husband can fill her.
里面还是没有满足。
But she was still not filled.
五个丈夫也不能够满足。
Five husbands could not fill her.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why is that?
因为神当初创造撒玛利亚妇人的时候
Because when the God created originally the Samaritan woman
你看见神在她里面创造了一个真空
God created a vacuum in her
这个真空永远不能够填满的
And that vacuum can never be filled
因为这个真空的形状就是神的形状
Because the shape of this vacuum is the shape of God
而且因为这个真空是为着神来
And because this vacuum was designed for God,
只有神能够满足它
only God can fill it.
所以除了神之外
so outside of God,
你把地球放在里面，这个太空太空。
If even if you put the Earth inside, it would still.
所以你把全世界放在里面都不能满足它。
If you put the whole world inside, it would still be empty.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
为什么我们的主要遇见撒玛利亚？
Why did our Lord want to meet the Samaritan?
因为我们的主要提醒撒玛利亚妇人
because our Lord wanted to remind her
今天你在井旁
you are beside the well
你从人生里面经过你到了井旁你有五个丈夫你有这样的人生
you have gone through life you have gone by the well you've had five husbands
现在你为什么一个丈夫不能满足两个丈夫不能满足
why cannot one husband or two husbands satisfy
你中午还要出来打水
at noon you still want to come and catch water what does that prove
证明里面那个真空从来没有填满过
It proves that the vacuum inside her was never filled.
所以我们的主说，凡喝着水的还要再渴。
So the Lord said, whoever drinks of the water will still thirst.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
这就是告诉我们说，不光撒玛利亚妇人里面觉得饥渴
，Not only the Samaritan woman feel thirsty inside，
全世界的人他们里面都觉得饥渴
，But the whole world feels thirsty，
因着有这个饥渴的缘故
，Because there's this thirst，
所以他们就发明了宗教
，So then they invented religion，
因为他们觉得只有宗教能够能够满足他们心灵的虚空。
They feel that only the religion can fill the void in them.
他们要做一点什么
？They want to do something.
要行善，要做好。
They have to do good works.
然后呢，也许他能够叫他里面能够满足，那个真空能够满足。
And maybe inside they can start filling the void.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
请我们记得
，let us remember，
每一个人都是虚空的人。
Everyone is an empty person.
因为神当初创造人的目的
Because when God first created man,
把人放在这个伊甸园的时候
Putting them in the Garden of Eden,
神就巴不得人能吃生命上树的果子
God wanted them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
生命树的果子就代表神的生命
The fruit of the tree of life represented God's life.
神在人的里面创造一个真空
God created in man a vacuum.
他就愿意让他的生命就住在这个真空来填满它。
He was willing for his life to fill this vacuum to fill it.
结果他的人生就 being fulfilled， 他的人生就满足了。
So then he would be fulfilled.
这个时候他就不再饥渴了。
No longer would he be thirsty.
但是什么时候，当神创造了个人
？But when God created man，
虽然他这个人是个完全的人
，Even though this man is a complete man，
你看见吗？就着神的创造来讲，现在你看见有眼睛、有耳朵、有嘴巴，这个都是完全的。
As to creation， the man has eyes, ears, nose is very complete。
你看今天到21世纪
，We come to the 21st century。
你看人类的的确确在科技上，在好多地方有很大很大的发展，很大的进步。
There is much improvement and much progress in science, etc. Today。
因为人是神的杰作
Because man was created by God.
问题在哪里？问题在哪里呢
？What's the problem？
每一个人里面不是饥空，没有一个里面不是饥渴的。
It is there is no one who is not empty.
如果人没有相信耶稣基督做救主
，If man does not believe Jesus as his Savior，
你看哪一个人里面不是觉得没有满足的
？Then who will not feel empty inside？
为什么
？Why？
因为人就是为了神来创造。
Because man was created for God.
所以当人没有找到神以前
，So what before man finds God？
你看许多人在那找啊找，一直在寻求。
You see that many people are there searching and seeking。
你记不记得有一个很有名的作家叫做 Hemingway？
Do you remember an author, a very famous author called Hemingway.
你知道他写了这个《老人与海》。
He wrote The Old Man and the Sea.
你知道说这个是很有名的一个著作。
It's a very famous piece.
他一生都是打猎的人。
He was always a hunter.
他总是找一个对象来追，再来追追逐的。
He was always looking for somebody to.
他最后终于成功了。
And at the end, he was successful.
他要名，他终于有了名了。
He was finally famous.
你知道说他可以住在别的地方，但是他可以坐飞机，就可以派人坐飞机到这个巴黎去准备一些早餐回来的。
And now he can go ahead and send somebody to Paris to be able to prepare his breakfast for him.
我们知道说，我们晓得说，凡他心里所愿意的，几乎没有得到的。
We know that whatever he wanted, he would gain.
所以我们知道这个汉明威他一生都是在那里追逐都在那里追求有人因为他知道一个东西没有得到
And Hemingway yet his whole life he was searching and searching because there was something he did not get
如果没有得到他里面就是饥渴
And if he did not obtain that he would be thirsty
所以 Bernard Shaw 肖伯纳说了两有一句很有名的话
So Bernard Shaw said something very interesting
他说人生有两个悲剧
He said there are two tragedies in man's life
一个悲剧就是你一直希望得到东西你没有得到
One tragedy is you always want to gain something, but you never get it.
还有一个悲剧就是你一做梦所要得东西终于被你得到了。
And the other tragedy is your dreams finally come true, you get something you want.
为什么
Why?
这个时候是人生里面最虚空的时候，最饥渴的时候。
Because it is that time where it's the most vain and the most thirst in mankind.
因为当初人造神的时候。
Because when...
当初是当初是神造人的时候
When God created man
当初神造人的时候在人的里面乃是创造一个真空的
Because when God created man He created a vacuum in man
没有东西能填满它
There's nothing that can fill it
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
赵伯纳一天追求一天到晚他没有满足再追求再追求
He kept searching and searching and searching
他最后终于找到一个对象了
Finally he found an object
那个对象就是他的自己
And that object was himself.
所以当他把他猎枪打开的时候
，So when he opened up his
这个机关的时候
when he pulled the trigger，
结果他就结束了他一生。
Then he ended his whole life.
他一生在那里追求。
He was searching for his whole life.
没样东西满足他。
Nothing could satisfy him.
你看，这就是悲剧。
That is a tragedy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以主说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
The Lord said, whoever drinks of the water should still thirst.
弟兄姊妹，也就这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见很稀奇。
It's very impressive.
你看见说，人和动物不一样在哪里。
The difference between man and animal.
不管人受多少的教育。
No matter how much education a man has,
或者他一点的教育也没有受过
or he is uneducated.
他可能是一点教育也没有受，他可能在非洲，可能在不同的地方
or he could be in Africa or elsewhere where he has no education.
你看他们的教育水准，各方面文化水平可以差得很远很远
and maybe the educational level, cultural level is very very low.
但有一件事我们知道
Well, there's one thing we know.
不管一个学问很高的，或者学问很低
whether someone who is very educated or someone who is uneducated.
每一个人里面都有敬拜神的本能。
Everyone inside of them has the capability of worship.
人里面有一个愿望，希望能够敬拜。
There is a desire within man to worship.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的本能 instinct.
This is an instinct.
这就是神创造我们的时候，已经把这个本能放在我们的里面。
When God created man, he already put that instinct in man.
这就是为什么人里面觉得饥渴。
That is why man feels thirsty.
你看见那些猴子可以模仿人吃西穿西装吃西餐，什么样都可以模仿。
So you can see that monkeys can imitate man. They can wear suits. They can eat.
但是你看这些动物有没有说它忽然就做，忽然造了个庙，然后在那拜拜的？没有的。
But do you ever see an animal creating a temple to worship?
没有的。你看动物从来没有这件事。
Animals never have done that.
所以这就证明人是神所创造的。
It proves that man is creation.
为什么呢？很清楚的。
It's very clear.
因为每一个人里面都有敬拜神的本能。
Because everyone has inside of them an instinct to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，
因
为这个缘故
，For this reason，
诗篇四十二篇怎么说
？What does Psalm 42 say？
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
It says that Psalm 42 says， As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after thee.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里有一个饥渴。
Here there is a thirst.
这个饥渴就是他巴不得那个水能够进到他的里面。
The thirst is for the water to be able to enter it.
你看见如果水没进到他的里面
，If the water does not enter him,
他里面没有满足
，Then he does no satisfaction.
所以弟兄姊妹，人也好，羊也好，鹿也好
，Whether it be man, whether it be a sheep, or whether it be a donkey,
你看见80%以上、70%以上都是水的。
You know that of 70 or 80% is of the composition of the body is water.
所以当你的水慢慢慢慢缺少的时候
，So when you start lacking water,
你看见人就觉得非常的饥渴。
You see that man feels thirsty.
所以这就告诉我们说，人本来每一个都应该是水罐子的。
Everybody should be a bottle of water.
所以难道现在美国你看每个人都是到哪里都拿个罐子
？So if you look at it, everybody carries bottles of water.
这本来就是人神创造，人就是个水罐子。
Because man was created as a bottle of water.
所以如果人不装水的话，有一天他会干渴的。
So if you do not fill the bottle with water, it will thirst.
人就是为神所创造的。
That is why man was created for
that. 如果人不让神装在里面，你看见人里面就没有满足。
If man is not, does not allow God to fill him, then he does not, is not satisfied.
所以当那个鹿在那里开，你知道这个诗篇42篇那个鹿根本是在黑门山下的鹿。
So you know that that deer in Psalm 42 is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
你如果去读那段圣经，很清楚的。
It is very clear when you read that piece of scripture.
那么而且那里讲到神啊，我们的磐石。
It speaks there of the rock.
所以讲到磐石，就证明说在黑门山下有个大磐石的。
So you know that at the foot of Mount Hermon there's a huge rock.
那么黑门山上有很多的。
You know that on Mount Hermon there's a lot of snow.
结果雪就融化了。
And when the snow melts,
当融化的那水就慢慢流出来了。
When it melts, the water flows out.
你只要看见那个水的时候，你看那个鹿一定非常的兴奋。
So when the deer sees that water, he gets very excited.
你看见吗？他如果这个水进到他里面，他的干渴就得到解决了。
Because if the water enters it, it will satisfy its thirst.
所以这个就是那个鹿的祷告。
So that is the prayer of a deer.
但是问题在这里。这个水在黑门山下。
But here's the problem, the water is out on Mount Hermon.
你看见吗？什么时候水进到鹿的里面，它才满足了。
Whenever the water enters the deer, then it is.
所以他渴慕神，所以神啊，我心渴慕你，好像鹿渴慕溪水一样。
So as the deer pants for the water, so does my soul pant after thee.
所以让我们记得，每一个人里面都是干渴。
We know that each and every one of us inside of us.
每一个人都像撒玛利亚妇人一样。
We are just like the Samaritan woman.
你看见吗？我们。是看见那个水。
Yes, we see that water.
但是问题就是说，那个不过是山上的水。
But we see that that water is on the mountain.
那个水怎么能够进到我们里面
？How does that water enter into us?
人对神都有观念的。
Man has a notion of God.
人知道说宇宙中有神。
They say that there is a God.
人知道神是慈爱的神。
They know that there is a God of
compassion.
That he is a righteous God.
神也是爱的神。
And he is a God of love.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
因着我们罪的缘故
，Because of our sin.
你看神离开我们很远。
God is so far away.
你看那个水在黑门山上。
That water is on Mount Hermon.
你巴不得有一天我们都得着神的生命。
You desire and want that life of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当那个生命没有进到我们里面的时候
，Before that life enters us，
我们里面永远不会得着满足的。
Forever we will not be satisfied.
所以 Saint Augustine 怎么说呢
？So what does Saint Augustine say？
他说神啊，我们的心是为着你神，为着你来创造的。
He said that our hearts, God, have been created for you.
这个是。永远不会得到满足。
But this heart will never be satisfied.
除非我的心安息在你的里面。
Unless my heart rests in you.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在我们都知道宗教。
Now we all know religion.
我们都认识神。
We know God.
神是伟大的。
God is great.
我巴不得能得着神的永远的生命。
We do want God's eternal life.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
生命在他里头。
The life is in Him.
你看见吗
？Do you see that？
生命在基督的里面。
The life is in Christ.
那现在对于不信的朋友来说
，For unbelievers，
你看这个水好像在黑门山上一样。
This water is as far as Mount Hermon。
弟兄姊妹，现在这个水怎么能进到他的里面呢
？How does this water enter him？
所以我们知道
，Now we know。
因着黑门山这个因着42篇所给我们那个一个圣经的背景
，Because of the background that we see in Psalm 42，
你知道当人在那叹息说：“神啊，我心渴慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水。
”When man sighs and say, "My soul pants." panters after my soul, pants after thee, just like the deer.
这证明什么？
What does that mean?
证明每个人里面都是干渴的。
It means that everyone inside is
thirsty. 现在你知道为什么喝了这水还要再渴？
Now you know if you drink this water, you shall still thirst.
因为这个水还是地上的水。
Because this water is still earthly.
这个水不是黑门山的。
This is not the water from Mount Hermon.
还是感谢主。
But thank Lord.
那黑门山的水现在终于来到了撒玛利亚妇人的面前。
The water from Mount Hermon is finally before the Samaritan woman.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在就来到了撒玛利亚妇人的面前。
It is now before the Samaritan woman.
然后他应许撒玛利亚妇人说。
And he promised the Samaritan woman.
凡喝这水的。
If you drink of this water,
还要再渴。
You shall still thirst.
但人如果喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
But if you drink of the water that I give, you shall never thirst.
弟兄姊妹。
But then,
主耶稣开了一个很大的支票。
The Lord opened a huge check.
你看见吗？现在你只要喝我所赐的水。
As long as you drink of my water,
你就永远不渴。
You will forever never thirst.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这是怎么可能？
How is that possible?
你看见吗？这怎么可能永远不渴的？
How can you forever never thirst?
今天哪一个宗教的教主？
What leader of a religion?
Master
of a religion?
释迦牟尼有没有这样说过？释迦牟尼就是这个佛教的Buddha.
Oh, did Buddha ever say?
我们知道说，不过释迦牟尼没有这样说过，穆罕默德也没有这样说过。
Muhammad never claimed.
哪一个宗教的教主能够说，凡人若赐我所赐的水，他就永远不渴？
What other religious master could ever say, if you drink of this water, you shall never thirst?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看我们的主说了这句话了。
Our Lord did speak these words.
所以后来撒玛利亚妇人就相信了。
And the Samaritan woman believed.
所以他就不渴了。
Then she did not thirst anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们也像撒玛利亚妇人一样。
We are just like the Samaritan woman.
现在这个水在她里面要成为一井的泉源，一直流到永生。
And this water inside her will become wells of springing water to flow out.
那弟兄姊妹，本来生命在她里头。
Before the life was in him.
生命在基督里头。
The life was in Christ.
但是现在你这个生命跑到约翰，跑到撒玛利亚妇人的里头来了。
But now it is now inside the Samaritan woman.
所以现在的生命进到我们里头来。
Now the life is in us.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
本因着这个生命进到我们里面。
And because the life is in us.
活水进到我们里面就永远不渴。
That living water in us, we shall never thirst.
因为神最后的目的终于达到。
Because his final purpose has been reached.
但是你读约翰福音你要很小心。
But if you read the Gospel of John, you need to be careful.
约翰福音每次讲这些故事的时候。
Whenever the Gospel of John speaks of these stories.
你要知道。我们的主说这些话
When our Lord spoke these words,
背后都有一个重大的代价
In the background, there is a huge price to be paid.
你记不记得他曾经有一度对一个淫妇这么说
Do you remember when he spoke to a wealthy man?
No, 淫妇犯淫乱的、oh, 犯淫乱的妇人
When he spoke to an adulterous woman.
那么他对他怎么说？没有人定你的罪吗
？He said that nobody is going to condemn you.
我也不定你的罪。
Neither do I.
那现在有个问题。
Here's the problem.
你读整本的圣经。
If you read the whole Bible,
谁有没有可能叫一个罪人称义？就赦免他，能不能这样
？Can he go ahead and let somebody who is sinful be righteous and forgive?
所以现在如果我们的主不定他的罪的话
，But if our Lord did not condemn her,
就赦免他的话
，or forgive her,
你平平安安的去吧
，just let her go.
那现在我们要问
，Then we have to ask,
我们的主对这个妇人有爱。
Our Lord has love and compassion.
但神的公义在什么地方
？But where is His righteousness?
所以你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们主说那句话背后是有代价的。
When our Lord spoke those words, there was a price to be paid.
他说我不定你的罪。
He says, I will not condemn your sin.
就是这句话。
And that word.
他定了他自己的罪。
He condemned himself.
他就必须要为这个犯罪的淫妇定在十字架。
He had to for this adulterous woman die on the cross.
这样才能够满足神的公义。
Then he can satisfy God's righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见不只是神的爱救我们，也是神的义救了我们。
Not only did God's love save us, but God's righteousness.
所以在这个淫妇得救的故事上
，So when the story of the salvation of the adulterous woman,
你一边看见神的爱
，On one hand you see God's love.
现在主耶稣在那里摆下一个伏笔，在事先在那里写了这些东西
，And
这个不放下这些东西
，And the Lord
埋下这些东西
，The Lord just buried these things.
然后弟兄姊妹，等到你到最后的时候
At the very end,
你看他为我们钉在十字架上
when he was nailed to the cross,
你才明白过来
then you understand,
如果全世界一个罪人也没有
if there was not a single sinner in this whole world,
现在主耶稣必须为着这个犯罪的女人钉在十字架上
the Lord had to, for this adulterous woman, die for her on the cross.
也是一样的
Likewise,
为什么主耶稣说凡喝这水的有永远不渴
Why did the Lord say, if you drink of this water, shall never thirst?
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你知道怎么回事吗
Do you know what happened?
就在约翰福音这个整章整卷的圣经里面
In the whole Gospel of John,
前面说凡喝这水的就不再渴了
It says that for those who drink of this water shall never
thirst. 这是主的应许
This is the promise of our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹
But Brother and sister,
这件事怎么办得到的
How can that happen?
因为你读到约翰福音最后的时候
Because when you read at the latter part of John
是老约翰告诉我们
The age John tells us
主耶稣在十字架上
That while he was on the cross
他说我渴了
He says I thirst
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
因为他说我渴了
Because he said I thirst
所以我们就不必再渴
Therefore we no longer thirst
为什么我们渴
Why do we thirst?
因为我们渴因为所有我们今天所我们所以渴
The reason we thirst,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因为这些都是从地狱里面的火点起来的
because these were all ignited by the fire from hell.
你看见当酒精的火在我们里面燃烧的时候
so when the fire is burning inside,
你看有的人就变成了喝醉酒的人
you hear that, you see that people become alcoholics.
当荷尔蒙的火在我们里面燃烧的时候
when you have the fire of hormones inside of
us, 你看见很多的家庭就支离破碎了
then you see many families that are broken.
I want to ask, 为什么大家渴了还要再渴，渴了还要再渴
？Why do people thirst and thirst and thirst?
所有犯罪的事都是饥渴的结果。
All sin is a result of being thirsty.
那弟兄姊妹，为什么一个丈夫不能满足
？Why does not one husband?
两个丈夫不能满足
？Or two husbands?
三个丈夫不能满足
？Three husbands?
为什么
？Why?
因为那个欲望、那个 desire、那个需求是从地狱的里面捡起来、点起来的。
Because that desire is ignited from heaven.
现在我们，现在我们主耶稣为我们经过地狱的痛苦。
So now our Lord goes through the pain and suffering of hell.
结果呢，弟兄姊妹，他站在我们的地位上。
Because he stands in our stead.
所以现在他有资格说告诉我们说。
So now he has the right to say.
凡喝这水的就永远不渴。
All those who drink of the water that I give them shall never thirst.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一段的圣经的故事。
The passage here.
你要用整本的约翰福音来解释它才可以。
You need to explain it through the whole gospel.
只有约翰能够解释。
Only John can explain.
前面说不必再渴了。
In the beginning it says you shall never thirst.
喝这水的还要再渴。
But those who drink of this water shall
never thirst. 喝世界的水一定要再渴。
If you drink of the water of this world, will thirst.
如果喝我所赐的水。
But if you drink of the water that
如果你让我的活水进到你的深处。
If you allow my living water to enter your depths.
来填满你的 vacuum.
To fill your vacuum.
你里面就不再渴了。
No longer will you thirst.
弟兄姊妹，这是实在是大好的消息。
Brothers and sisters, this is great news.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
什么可能？
How is it possible?
怎么可能现在我们入渴慕我入这个我们渴慕神好像入渴慕汽水一样，现在怎么就有水喝了
？How is it as the deer pants for the water that there is water to be drank?
那个水不是在后门山上吗
？Is the water still on Mount Hermon?
不是离我们很远吗
？Isn't it far from us?
现在就是主耶稣在我们的眼前
，and Jesus is in front of our eyes.
生命还是在他里头
，but the life is still in him.
虽然撒玛利亚妇人和主耶稣已经很近很近
，but even though the Samaritan woman and Jesus are very close.
他怎么可能喝了这水永远不渴
How can she drink of this water and not be thirsty again?
秘诀就是主说我渴了。
The secret is our Lord said, I thirst.
当我们的主说我渴了。
When the Lord said, I thirst.
他站在我们的地位上。
He stood in our position.
所以他说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃
？He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
然后他为我们经过地狱的痛苦。
And then he went through the pain and suffering of hell.
他说我渴了。
He said, I thirst.
那个时候是。愤怒的杖，因为我们的罪都归在主耶稣的身上。
And the wrath of the rod of the wrath of God because of all our sins was upon His Son.
结果什么杖就落在主耶稣的身上。
So the rod of wrath was upon His Son.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
主耶稣就是那个永久的磐石。
Jesus is that rock that lasts from that.
这就是那个在黑门山上那个路所看见的那个磐石。
And that is that rock that deer saw at the foot of Mount Hermon.
这个地质学家告诉我们说。
The geologists tell us.
告诉我们说，黑 西门山下那个石头啊，可以说是迦南最古老的一块磐石。
That rock at the foot of Mount Hermon is one of the oldest rocks in Canaan.
我们的主就是永久的磐石。
And our Lord is that aged rock.
结果他在十字架上。
And on the cross.
神愤怒的杖落在他的底下。
The rod of wrath of God was upon him.
你看现在他为我们经过地狱的火。
And he went through the fire of hell.
本来是要我们经过。
We were supposed to go through that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个时候我们的主怎么说？
Then what did the Lord say?
他说我渴了。
He said, I thirst.
这证明什么？
What does this prove?
证明神愤怒的杖落在永久的磐石。
It proves that the wrath of God, the rod of the wrath of God was upon the aged rock.
结果磐石为我们裂开。
And then the rock was cleft for us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
黑门山下
The rock at the foot of Mount Hermon.
因着火山地震的缘故。
But because of volcano and because of earthquake.
有一天那个磐石真的裂开了。
Indeed, that rock was cleft.
现在黑门山上的水就经过磐石就流出来了。
And the water found Mount Hermon could flow down through the cleft.
就变成了约旦河的上游。
And it became the upper part of the Jordan River.
所以你看，就是它的 upper stream， 它就是上游变成它的上游了。
It became the upper stream of the Jordan.
那个弟兄姊妹，现在路就在约旦河的上游。
And the deer is at the upper stream of the Jordan.
弟兄姊妹，现在它喝那个里面的水。
So it drinks of that water.
现在你记得吗？
Do you remember?
如果这个路有感觉的话，
If the deer had feelings,
它还记得。
It would remember.
从前他看见黑门山上的水。
When it saw first the waters of Mount Hermon.
他里面觉得饥渴。
He felt thirsty.
这个饥渴从来没有填满过。
That thirst was never satisfied.
但有一天忽然来了地震，忽然来了这个火山。
But one day there was volcano and earthquake activity.
他不知道这些是为什么发生的。
He did not know what was happening.
但是他有一件事知道。
But one thing he knew.
本来那个水是水，他是他。
Before the water was water and he.
他永远得不到这个水的。
He could never gain that water.
但是稀奇的很。
But quite amazing.
就是因为火山爆发，就是因为地震，磐石裂开了。
But because of volcanic activity and an earthquake, the rock was cleft.
现在他能说，我就在溪水的旁边。
Now it can say, I'm by beside the water.
所以当他喝这个水的时候
，When it drinks of that water,
好像我们接受耶稣基督为救主的时候
，It's as if we accept Jesus as our Savior.
本来水在黑门山上，现在水跑到他里面。
Before the water was on Mount Hermon, but now it is in it.
所以他就不再觉得饥渴。
No longer is it thirsty.
喝水是让水来充满它。
When it drinks of the water so that it can fill it.
它里面充满了水。
It is filled with water.
然后他告诉我们说。
And then he tells us.
他说波浪洪涛漫过我身。你如果读四十二篇的话，你看有波浪 ，in the wave， 还有这个那些波浪和洪涛就浪漫过我身。
And then we read in Psalm 42 that all the breakers and the waves rolled over him.
所以这就证明什么
？What does that mean？
证明他这个人完全进入到水里面去了。
That the deer is completely submerged under the water.
当他喝这个水的时候
，When it drinks of this water，
是水充满他的里面。
The water fills it.
当他进到波浪这个波浪和洪涛漫过我身的时候
，But when the breakers and the waves roll over it，
你看这个路完全进到水里面去。
You can see that the deer is completely submerged under the water.
你知道吗？这个当鹿被猎犬追赶的时候
，When the deer is being hunted，
被猎犬追赶的时候，你知道它一直找，一直找，希望能找到一条溪流。
You know the deer is always looking for some brook of water。
如果它能够整个浸到水里面去
，If the deer can be submerged into the water，
你叫猎犬就闻不到它。
You know that the hunting dogs cannot catch that scent。
我们蒙恩德就不是这样的故事。
Isn't that the same story？
你想这撒玛利亚夫人不是这样的故事
？And the same story of the Samaritan woman？
我们的罪像头发那么多
，Our sins are numerous as our hair。
结果你叫它追上了我们
，And it is trying to catch us。
好像这个。好像那个猎犬一直要追赶我们。
It's as if those hunting dogs are right after us.
但是弟兄姊妹，你我都知道那个故事。
We all know the story, right?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见当我们真的蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved，
你看见现在撒旦不能再追赶我们。
Satan can no longer catch us.
这什么故事呢
？What is the story？
这就是为什么那个在黑门山下的鹿它不再饥渴了。
Therefore, that deer at the foot of Mount Hermon no longer thirsts.
它能够不渴。
It can never no longer
thirst.
Because there is a work in the background.
背后你看见说我们的主在十字架上已经为我们完成了一个工作。
In the background, we see our Lord Jesus already accomplishing a work on the cross.
所以这一段的圣经弟兄。
So this passage.
我们需你知道这个背后的圣经所代表是代表些什么。
You know what the background represents.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
主能够应许我们说我们喝了这个水永远不再渴。
The Lord could promise us, if we drink of this water, we shall never thirst.
为什么
?Why?
因为他的磐石为我们裂开。
Because the rock was cleft for us.
从他的肋旁流出血和水来。
From his side flowed out water and blood.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们知道。
Now we know.
为什么我们的主在十字架上经过了是有水流出来。
Why on the cross our Lord had water flowing?
因为神应许我们。
Because God promised, the Lord promised,
凡喝这水的就永远不渴。
Anyone who drinks of this water shall never thirst.
所以弟兄们，这就是这段时间这段故事的背景。
This is the background behind this passage.
所以等到我们的主应许他以后
well, after he promised it,
然后就妇人就说，请把这个水赐给我，叫我不渴，我也不用这么远来打水的。
So the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw.
那这个时候主耶稣说，你去把你的丈夫也叫来。
Then Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这个妇人，一面她里面是虚空的。
This woman, on one hand, was empty.
她里面是饥渴的。
In her, she was thirsty.
这是一种的感觉。
It is a type of feeling.
还有一种的感觉。
But another feeling.
当一个人犯罪的时候。
After someone sins.
她有一种 guilty, 有一种犯罪的感觉。
They have a guilty feeling.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故
for this reason,
她的神经变成非常的紧张
She became very nervous
她的身上有几根神经你不能碰的
There are certain nerves that you can't touch on her
你只要一碰她一定跳起来
If you touch it, she'll jump
你看见所有的罪人都这样
And that's likewise with all sinners
这就是为什么罪人那么脆弱的
That is why sinners are so brittle
因着这几根神经很紧张的缘故
Because of these different nerves
有很多人受不了了
Many people can't contain
有很多人心脏受不了
Many people's hearts can't keep
所以很多的疾病都是从这些地方来
So many sicknesses come from this
现在我们的主要拯救这个妇人
Now the Lord wants to save
我们的主没有说你是个罪人
The Lord didn't say you're a sinner
你不需要
No need
你把你的丈夫请来
Just bring your husband
你只要一说到她丈夫你就触动了她最敏感的神经
So now when you speak of her husband, you speak of the nerve that is most touching.
她立刻知道她自己是个罪人。
Immediately she knew she was a sinner.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所有的罪人都是很敏感的就把话题马上要转开的。
All sinners very quickly want to change the subject.
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason,
她马上就把题目就换掉了。
Immediately she tried to change the subject.
你看主耶稣和她讲到她丈夫的问题。
Here the Lord is speaking of the matter of her husband.
那是她的历史。
That is her history.
那过去很不堪的，根本不堪回首的那一段的历史。
That was a very undesirable part of her history.
但是你知道，现在主要她去把她丈夫叫来。
But now the Lord said, "Go get your husband."
那她这刚好触动了她最敏感的神经。
But it touched her the nerve that was the most.
所以她就把题目就改掉了。
So she tried to change the subject.
她说：“先生，我看出你是先知。
”She said that I see that you're a prophet.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And that our fathers worship in this mountain, and your people say that you should worship in Jerusalem.
你看现在啊，从罪的问题马上讲到宗教的问题。
So from sin, she tried to change the subject to
宗教的问题是最低的，罪的问题是最低的问题。
Sin is at the lowest level.
宗教的问题是最高的问题。
And the religious problems are at the highest level.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看每一个罪人都有这个本领。
All sinners have this instinct.
一面是最低的，另一面是最高的。
On one hand, the lowest level, on the other hand, the highest level.
最低的五个丈夫。
At the lowest level, we have 500.
最高的你可以高谈阔论讲到宗教的问题。
And at the highest level, you can speak of religious matters.
所以他就讲到这些的的确确那个时候是很重要的问题。
So she spoke of these indeed important matters.
他说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。
She said our forefathers worshipped here.
你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
But you say we should worship in Jerusalem.
你看这是个真实的问题。
This is an indeed a problem, right?
那么这个我们的祖宗在这山上，这山上是哪个山？
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. What mountain was that?
一直到现在
Until now.
你知道这雅各井还在的。
You know that Jacob's well still exists.
我们知道今年呢，拜年底以前，以色列有一段的安静的时间，平安的时间。
We know that this year, at the end of the year, there'll be a time of peace in Jerusalem.
所以，如果年底以前你们有机会去以色列的话
，So if you have an opportunity to go to Israel,
你知道那口井到现在还在的。
You know that Jacob's well still exists.
不过你不要光看那口井
，But don't just look at that well.
你如果站在那口井那里
，If you stand by the well,
你往外面看的话
，If you look outward,
你看你有两座山
，You'll see two mountains.
有一座山在北边，一座山在南边。
One is towards the north, one is towards the south.
而这个井呢，就刚好在中间。
And the well is right in the middle.
你看见有两座山
，two mountains.
这个两座山是东西向的。
These mountains face
东西向是这样走向东西。
These mountains face east-west.
Yeah. 那么一个在北边，一个在南边。
And one is north, one is south.
那么因为在北边的那个山呢
？And the mountain on the north.
你如果在中间，你要看北边那座山。
So if you're standing in the middle and you look towards the mountain towards the north,
你看见那些山都是黄的。
You'll see that all those mountains are yellow.
一点草绿的东西也没有。
There's nothing green.
为什么？因为这个山呢，刚好向着整个的大沙漠。
Because this mountain is actually facing the desert.
那现在还有一座山是南边的这座山。
There's another mountain in the south.
这座山又是面向着赫门山。
But because it faces Mount Hermon.
所以赫门山的甘露，你看一直就降在上面。
So all that water just perspires comes towards that mountain.
这个山呢是完全是青翠青翠。
So you'll see that this mountain is like evergreen.
一面代表死亡，一面代表生命。
On one hand you see death, on one hand you see life.
你记不记得
？Do you know?
等到摩西告诉以色列人，你们进到迦南以后。
When Moses told the people of Israel, once you enter Canaan,
你们六个支派要站在这个山上，六个支派要站在那个山上。
Six tribes are to stand on this mountain, six tribes on the other mountain.
站在北边那个山坡上。
The one standing on the slope
of the mountain. 你要宣告神的咒诅。
You will declare God's wrath.
你看这个一半都是枯亡，没有生命，都是死亡。
It is all death.
但如果你站在南边那个山坡上
，But if you stand on the slope of the mountain,
你要宣告神的祝福
，You'll declare His blessing.
因为你看这个到处都是青翠的
，Because you'll see it is all green.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个就是这个妇人所讲，这个山就是南边的这座山。
The Samaritan woman was referring to the mountain in the south.
那弟兄姊妹一点都没有错。
是
这个撒玛利人，他们相信他说我们的祖宗是在这山上礼拜。
She said that our fathers worship on this mountain.
所以那山也有殿的，有 temple.
This mountain has a temple.
而且也有一些祭司。
And they have priests.
撒玛利亚人
Samaritans.
到现在大概只剩下300人了。
From now, there's only about 300 left.
所以你知道这个很难得很难得的。
It is very rare.
现在你如果到那里，他们还是在那里敬拜的。
If you go there today, you still see them worship.
所以你看他们穿的衣服很像西藏人穿 Tibetan 他们穿的那些衣服一样。
And the what they wear is kind of like what Tibetans wear.
所以你看见他们说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。
And she said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain.
但你们都说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
But you say we should worship in Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这的确是个历史的问题、啊。
This is a historical problem.
历史上的确是耶路撒冷的圣殿是盖在摩利亚山上，在耶路撒冷。
In history, the temple was built on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem.
那撒玛利亚人他们不到耶路撒冷去，他们就在撒玛利亚那个山上，就那座山上，他们也献祭，他们也敬拜。
And the Samaritans never went to Jerusalem to worship, but they worshipped on the mountain in Samaria where they also offered up sacrifice.
所以这是那个背景。
That is the background.
然后主耶稣就说了。
Then the Lord said,
耶稣说妇人你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然这个妇人是和主耶稣谈论宗教。
Even though this woman is discussing religion with Jesus,
但是我们的主还是把她带回到最重要的中心题目。
But our Lord brought her back to the most important topic.
所以你看，最后还是把她带回到原来的地方。
At the end, he brought her back to the beginning.
所以他说：“你当信我，时候将来你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
时候将到。”
The hour is coming.
那个时候就是新约的时候。
And that hour is the New Testament.
所以我们讲的敬拜是新约的敬拜。
So when we speak of worship, it's a New Testament worship.
新约的敬拜不是在撒玛利亚的山下，也不是在耶路撒冷。
New Testament worship is not in the mountain in Samaria, nor in Jerusalem.
你知道这句话在那个时候主耶稣讲的时候。
When Jesus spoke these words at that time,
所有正统的犹太人都不应该听见的。
All Orthodox Jews should never have heard these words.
他们如果听见这句话，
if they heard these words.
你看见这个简直像这个是不得了的一件事情。
This would be something so sacrilegious.
这个像火山爆炸一样。
It's as if it were a volcano erupted.
怎么今天有人说将来有一个敬拜是不在撒玛利亚，也不在耶路撒冷
？How could somebody say that worship would not be in Samaria's mountain, nor in Jerusalem?
整个犹太教的根基就是耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷圣殿。
The root of all Judaism is in Jerusalem and the temple.
今天中东的问题就是因为圣殿的问题不能解决。
The problems in the Middle East today is because of the problems cannot be solved with the temple.
他们如果要敬拜要盖圣殿的话，一定要在摩利亚山上的。
If they are to worship, they are to worship on Mount Moriah.
如果不在这个山上，不在这个山上，他们的问题老要解决了。
If it wasn't on this mountain or that mountain, there would be no problem.
就这样，你看见吗？如果不是在耶路撒冷，不是在摩利亚山上
，If it wasn't in Jerusalem or Mount Moriah,
你知道以色列有足够的地方，他们可以把圣殿盖起来的。
There are many places in Israel where you can build the temple.
但是对犹太人。
But for the Jew,
你看见就是那么个山头。
It has to be on that mountain.
所以你看亚伯拉罕有两班的子孙。
You know that there are two lines of descendants from Abraham.
一个是以实玛利的后裔，一个是以撒的后裔。
One of the descendants of Isaac, the other of Ishmael.
他们两个后裔都在争一块的山头。
And they are disputing a mountain head.
那不光一个山头
，but not only a mountain head.
而且现在根据考古学家告诉我们
，but according to archaeology,
这个今天这个。这个清真寺啊，那个清真寺里面不是个大磐石吗
？Do you know that isn't there a rock in that big mosque？
那个磐石啊，听说当初应该就是这个圣殿盖在上面至圣所的根基的地方 ，foundation 的地方。
That rock right now in the current mosque was actually the foundation of where the Holy of Holies。
所在
的。Where the Holy of Holies was built.
所以在那个，所以现在这个什么？现在考古学家就进一步的发现。
So archaeologists made a further discovery.
就在这个石头上面。
On this rock,
你有看见一个长方形的 depression 陷下去的东西。
You will see a rectangular depression.
那个 size, 那个尺寸有多大呢
？What is the size of it?
和旧约圣经约柜的尺寸是一模一样的。
It is exact same size as the measurement of the ark in the Old Testament.
所以如果这是对的话
，If that is true,
你看以实玛利的后裔跟以撒的后裔，不光这一块山头，根本是一块石头的。
That the descendants of Ishmael not only are fighting over a mountain head.But they are fighting over a piece of rock.
如果主耶稣说敬拜也不在这山，也不在这个山，把老早问题就解决掉。
If the Lord said that you don't worship on this mountain or that mountain, there will be no conflict.
犹太教所以是犹太教
，Judaism is Judaism.
你不要忘记，这是他一个很重要、很重要一个 pillar， 很重要、很重要一个柱子。
Because this is a very important pillar.
你把这个柱子推翻掉了
，If you were to knock this pillar over,
就没有犹太教
，There will be no more Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们读这段话不觉得稀奇。
When we read this piece, we don't think it's anything.
但是你想想啊，听在那些拉比的耳朵里面是什么样的话
？But if you think about how the rabbis would react to these words.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget，
这个正是新约敬拜的特点。
This is the feature of New Testament worship.
所以这里有三种的敬拜。
Here we see three worships.
一个是在撒玛利亚山上的敬拜。
One is the worship on the mountain in Samaria.
一个是在摩利亚山上的敬拜。
There is a worship. The other worship is the worship on Mount Moriah.
还有第三个敬拜是主耶稣在这里所说的。
The third worship that Jesus.
你看你们不在这个山上，也不在那个山上。
Not on this mountain, nor on this mountain.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，主的话最清楚了。
I say again, the Lord's word is the most.
没有人比主的话讲新约的敬拜讲得更清楚了。
Nobody can explain New Testament worship better than the Lord's own words.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
今天我们不可能回到犹太教。
We no longer can go back to Judaism.
我们也不可能到撒玛利亚去。
No longer do we go to Samaria.
是不可能的。
It's impossible.
我们在新约的时代。
We are in the New Testament.
我们敬拜和撒玛利亚现在敬拜不一样。
Our worship is different than the worship of Mount Sinai.
和犹太的敬拜完全不一样。
It's very different than how the Jews worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果教会老化了
，If the church is aged，
或者教会慢慢渐渐开始荒凉
，Or if the testimony gets into desolation，
如果你在教会里面。
If you are in the church,
你所看见的敬拜是旧约的敬拜。
The worship you see is Old Testament worship.
如果你所看见的敬拜是撒母耳山上的敬拜。
If you see the worship of in Samaria,
那弟兄姊妹，你要问个什么问题呢
？What question do you ask?
你说这个到底是教会呢，还是犹太教呢
？Do you say this is the church or do you say it's Judaism?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？Do you see this?
我觉得为什么大家读圣经没有把这个简单的圣经都读清楚呢
？I feel puzzled why people cannot read this very simple part.
我们讲到敬拜的时候
When we speak of worship today
啊我们都是根据历史上的
It is according to history
历史上大家是怎么敬拜的
How people worship in history
我们也跟着怎么敬拜
It's how we worship
我们有没有问说
Do we ask
这个敬拜不是从犹太来的吗
This worship doesn't come from the Jews
这个敬拜不是从撒玛利亚来的吗
This worship doesn't it come from Samaria
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
约翰一定要做补网的工作
John has to do the work of mending the nets
因为这个缘故
For this reason
这段话你看非常重要的
This is very important.
主很明显给我们看见有三种不同的敬拜。
Very clearly, Jesus mentions three types of worship.
然后主耶稣进一步讲。
And further, Jesus says.
二十二节说。
Verse 22.
你们所拜的，你们不知道。
You worship that which you do not know.
我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
那现在你注意了。
Now pay attention.
讲到撒玛利亚的敬拜和耶路撒冷犹太人的敬拜，现在你要问哪个是对的，哪个是错的。
Now you have to ask which one is right or wrong. The worship in Jerusalem is from
where? 什么地方？
What is the difference between these two?
所以主说很清楚
Jesus very clearly said
你们所拜的你们不知道
You worship that which you do not know
所以你们的敬拜是虚假的敬拜
So your worship is false worship
都是假的
All false
我们呢我们主讲到我们的时候
When the Lord speaks of us
他是因为救恩是从犹太人出来的
It's because the salvation is from the Jews
所以犹太人的敬拜
So the worship of Jews
你看他所拜的神是真的
They worship the true God
你们所拜的你们不知道
But you worship what you do not know
我们所拜的我们知道
We worship that which we know
因为我们所拜的那是宇宙的真神
Because the one we worship is the true God in the world
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你现在看一个是虚假的一个是真
One is false, one is true.
为什么一个是假的呢
？Why is false? What is false?
因为他们的神是假的。
Because their god is false.
为什么这个犹太人是敬拜真的呢
？And why is this Jewish worship real?
因为他所拜的是真神。
Because they worship the true God.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗
？Do you understand?
有三个敬拜
，three worship.
讲到撒玛利亚的敬拜，讲到犹太的敬拜。
The worship of Samaria, the worship of Jew.
这个对比是什么对比呢
？What's the comparison?
是真的和假的对比。
Comparison of true or false.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看你有假的敬拜
You see false worship
有偶像的敬拜
There's idol worship
有外邦人的敬拜
Gentile worship
也有犹太人的敬拜
And there's a worship of Jews
犹太人敬拜就是旧约的敬拜
The Jewish worship is Old Testament worship
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters 旧约他们所拜的神是真的
The Old Testament worship they worship the true God
所以当你比较这两个是真和假的对比
So when you compare it it's a comparison between true and false
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
我们的主所说第三种的敬拜
Our Lord spoke of a third type of worship.
所以你再读下去
If you continue to read,
他的时候讲到
But an hour is coming.
如今就是了
And now is.
有一个时候，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？There is an hour coming.
在主耶稣说这个话以前是旧约时代
Before the Lord spoke of it, it was the era of the Old Testament.
现在主耶稣来，新的时代带进来了。
Now a new era has come in.
如今就是了
He said, "And now is."
这个时候开始
At this time.
那宇宙里有三种，第三种的敬拜
Now we have a third type of worship.
弟兄姊妹，你看主的话。很清楚的
，very clear it says。
所以说，那么那真正拜父的
，the those true worshippers of the Father，
用心灵和诚实来拜他
，shall worship him in spirit and truth。
因为父是寻找这样的人来拜他
，for such people the Father seeks to be his worshipper。
中文是要这样的，其实原文是我们的神一直在那找，要找到看到有没有个真正拜父的人。
So in the origin, it really means that he is seeking and seeking for true worshippers.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗
？Do you understand?
前面说时候将到
，It says the hour is coming.
你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在这山上。
You don't worship the Father on this mountain or this mountain.
好了，所以现在这个敬拜，这个第三个敬拜是跟这两个相对的。
Now this third type of worship is compared to these two worship.
然后主耶稣怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say?
真正拜父的。
So it's those who truly worship the Father.
用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Worship him in spirit and truth.
因为父是寻找这样的人来拜。
Because the Father seeks for this type of worship.
所以这什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就告诉我们说另外两种的敬拜。
The other two types of worship.
不是真正拜父的。
Those aren't worshiping the Father.
那我们糊涂了。
Now we're confused.
前面不是说他们拜的是真的神吗？
Didn't we just say that they worship the true God?
都没有错。
Yes.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在希腊原文里面。
In the Greek.
就真有两个字的。
This word truth has two meanings.
一个真是对着假的。
One truth is a comparison between true and false.
那真正拜父那个真正那个两个字在原文不是真假的真不是。
But true worshippers of the Father is not the same word of true and false.
所以它不是和假来相对的。
It is not comparing with false.
所以不要忘记了。
So don't forget.
旧约的敬拜。
The Old Testament worship.
他们拜的神是真的。
They worship the true God.
但是和新约的敬拜一对比的话。
But if you compare with the New Testament worship.
他们不是真正的敬拜。
They are not, it is not true worship.
不过主耶稣用了另外一个字。
But Jesus, the Lord used another word.
那个字不是真和假相对的那个真。
That word is not the word true.True is not the word that compared to false.
那个字是什么字呢？
What is this word?
那个字就告诉我们，它是那个字的意思是代表实际的意思 ，reality 的意思。
The meaning of that word truth has the meaning of reality.
所以不是说那个旧约的敬拜是假的，不是。
It doesn't mean that Old Testament worship is false.
但是旧约的敬拜好像影儿一样，影子一样。
But that Old Testament worship is but like a shadow.
你懂吗？那是真的，但是不过是影子。
It is true.True, but it's a shadow.
但是你只有新约敬拜才是真实的
only,
才是充满实际的
Only the New Testament worship is real.
好像主耶稣说
Just like the Lord
我是真葡萄树
I am the
true vine.
I am the true vine.
那个真也是在原文不是真假的真不是
In the origin, again, that true is not the opposite of false.
所以他说我是真葡萄树
He says, I am the true vine.
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
这不是别的葡萄树都是假的
It doesn't mean that all other vines are false.
我们看见每一个葡萄树都是真的你不要说是假的
We see all these grapevines that they're true, they're real.
但这什么意思呢为什么说我是真葡萄树呢
What does it mean when he says, I am the true vine?
因为他是葡萄树的标本他是 sample.
Because he is the sample of vine.
当神创造这些葡萄树的时候
When he created all the grapevines
神是用这个真的葡萄树做标本的
He used the true vine as the sample
那结果你看所有的这些葡萄树都讲一个故事就是真葡萄树的故事
So all these grapevines speak of one story speak of the story of the true vine
所以你看这些葡萄树他们要讲一些故事
So now these vines want to tell a story.
他们最后都要告诉我们那个真葡萄树怎么一回事。
They want to tell us a story about the true vine.
所以经过四个月。
So after 4 months.
你看见葡萄树从空中里面吸取水分。
So your vines in the air, they absorb the air.
然后从地里面吸取水分。
They absorb water from the air and from the ground.
等到葡萄成熟的时候。
And once the grape is mature.
然后葡萄投在酒榨里面。
And it's put in the wine press.
所以你看水就变成酒了。
The water becomes wine.
所以最后水就变成酒的故事
finally,
就是葡萄的故事
That is the story of water becoming wine.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣来行的第一个神迹是把水变成酒的
The first miracle that Jesus did was turning water into wine.
他在十字架上
On the cross.
就是经过十字架的酒榨
He went through the wine press of the cross.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故
For this reason.
他把我们淡而无味的人生像水一样的人生 我们的人生呢
，our life
水一样
，our life is just like water, very plain.
但是现在他把它变成美酒
，but now he has turned it into sweet wine.
这就是主耶稣在我们，这就是主耶稣所带给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation that the Lord gave us.
所以现在我们懂得了
，now we understand.
他是真的葡萄树
，he is the true vine.
他是实体，他是 reality.
He is the reality.
其他不过是影子就是了
，all the others are but shadows.
当你还没有看见我以前
，before you saw me，
你看我很多很多的照片。
You saw many of my pictures.
你看见这个照片都代表我。
These pictures represent.
都代表真正的我。
It represents the true me.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
但是问题就是，等到我来到的时候
，But when I arrive,
你看见我是实实在在的。
I am a real person.
所以你看，那些不过是影子，不过是 copy 就是。
All those are but shadows or copies.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂得了。
Now we understand.
新约的敬拜才是真实的敬拜。
The New Testament worship is true worship.
这个不是影子的。
It's not shadow.
影子你很快就可以过去。
The shadow will pass away.
尤其尸体来的时候，影子可以过去的。
Especially when the reality arrives, the shadow goes away.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的主才说，时候将到，如今就是。
Our Lord said, "An hour is coming, and now is."
那真正拜父的
，That those who worship when the true worshipers of the Father,
怎么样能拜父呢
？How do they worship the Father?
真正拜父的 乃是用心灵和诚实来拜他。
True worshipers of the Father worship Him in spirit and truth.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
很稀奇
，It's quite amazing.
现在不是到这个山上
，No longer is on this mountain,
也不是到那个山
，No longer on that mountain.
那你怎么办呢
？What do you do？
他告诉我们说，我们就用心灵诚实拜他就可以了。
So we just have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个心灵是什么
？What is this
spirit？ 这个
What is the spirit？
那很明显的
，Very clear.
我们主的话是接着前面的话来的。
Our Lord's words followed the previous words.
主怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say？
主说，凡我所赐的水。
The water that I shall give you,
在他的里头要成为一井的泉源
will become in him a well of water spring.
那中文呢，掉了一井的三个字。我们只有泉源，没有一井的泉源。
You miss in the Chinese, you miss the word well of water.
所以我们主讲这个话的时候
，When the Lord speaks this word,
告诉撒玛利亚夫人
，He tells the Samaritan woman,
你的外面有一口井，是不是
？He says that you have a well outside.
你里面还有一口井
，But inside of you there's also a well.
那口井很深很深
，And that well is very deep.
现在都被泥土堆在里面
，Now it's filled with the earth.
但是如果我们肯接受主耶稣进来的
，But if we accept the Lord as our Savior,
要变成一井的泉源
，It will become Of springs of water.
现在活水要进到那口井里来。
Living water will enter into the well.
那口井就是为这个活水来创造。
And that well was created for that water.
所以弟兄姊妹，到这个时候难怪你就不渴了。
No wonder you don't thirst anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，那口井代表什么
？What does that well represent?
那口井代表你必须到很深很深的地方，你终于碰到水了。
It represents that you have to go to the very depths to touch water.
所以现在神在我们里面。
So now God is in us.
他所为我们创造。那个灵
，the what he created as the spirit，
就像一口井一样
，it's like a well。
所以现在这个活水就在这口井里
，so the living water is in this well。
圣灵就在我们的灵里
，the Holy Spirit is in our spirit。
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers sisters，
你如果读整本的新约
，if you read the whole New Testament，
我们岂不是圣灵的殿吗
？Are we not the temple of God？
我们岂不是神的殿吗
？Do you not know you are the temple of God？
我们神的殿有外院，是不是
？We know the temple has the outer court。
有圣。
We have the holy place, and we have the holy of holies.
你还在至圣所，你就来到神的脚前。
And when you arrive at the holy of holies, you arrive at the Lord.
我们这个人的身体好像外院一样。
Our body is like the outer court.
我们的人格，我们的魂好像圣所一样。
Our soul is like the holy place.
现在如果你进到你的最深处的话
，But if you enter to your very depth.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你看见吗
？Now you see，
你不需要到摩利亚山，到那个圣殿的至圣所去。
No longer do you need to go to the temple on Mount Moriah。
在主耶稣那个时候
，At the time of Jesus，
还有幔子在圣所跟至圣所的中间。
There was a veil between the holy place and the holy of holies。
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord，
我们主为我们钉十字架以后
，When after our Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross，
幔子裂开了
，That veil was torn。
但是更重要的
，But not only that，
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你看见吗
？You see，
我们不必要到这个山上，也不要。
No longer do we need to go to that mountain or the other mountain.
原来神创造我们的时候
，Actually, when God created us,
每一个人都能够来到神面前来敬拜他。
Everyone can come before Him to worship Him.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要跑到很远的地方去。
You don't have to go to distant places.
你如果把生命树的果子接到你里面来
，If you receive the fruit of the tree of life,
我们的灵就是我们的至圣，就是好像我们至圣所一样。
And our spirit is like a holy place.
现在圣灵就住在至圣所里面。
And the Holy Spirit abides in the Holy Place.
弟兄姊妹。 我们的灵好像井。
Our spirit is like that well.
现在你看活水，就圣灵就像活水一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like living waters.
你想想看，如果活水在井里面
，If the living waters is in the well，
那当然不渴了，是不是
？Of course you don't thirst.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你知道神当初为什么要创造我们
？Now you understand why God had to create us.
神当初创造我们的目的
，The purpose of God creating.
每一个人都可以来到神的面前
，So that everyone can come before God.
姊妹，你看见你只要来到你的深处
，as long as you come to the very depth，
你好像来到至圣所一样
，it's as if you arrived at the Holy of Holies。
所以现在你明白了
，so now you understand。
原来旧约的圣殿不过是影子
，that the Old Testament temple is but a shadow。
是告诉我们什么
？What does it show？
等到主耶稣完成救恩的时候
，after God accomplishes work salvation。
姊妹，你等到我们里面那个井本来是被罪填满的
，before our well was full of sin。
现在我们相信主耶稣了
，now we believe in Jesus。
你看圣灵就把我们的灵点活过来了
，and the Holy Spirit ignites our spirit。
你看见我们就变成了神的殿
，and we become His temple。
我们就变成圣灵的居所
，become the abode of the Holy Spirit。
所以现在如果你要到神的面前来
，if you are to come before God，
你只要到灵的深处就可以了。
You just have to enter to the depths of the Spirit。
所以弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这就告诉我们说
，it tells us，
原来旧约的圣殿
，in the Old Testament the temple，
不过是影子
，is but a shadow。
要告诉我们说，我们的主将来要做什么事
？To tell us what our Lord is going to do in the future。
还没有来
，If the Lord had not arrived，
圣殿还在那里
，The temple is still being built。
因为神要用这个东西来教导我们
，Because God wants to use it to teach us。
但是等到真的主耶稣来了
，But after Jesus arrives，
最后真的完成他的救赎
，After he accomplishes work of salvation，
时候将到，如今就是
，An hour is coming and now is。
那真主弟兄姊妹，谁是真正拜父的
？Who are the true worshippers？
不是坐飞机到耶路撒冷
，Not those who fly and go to the
temple， 也不是到撒玛利亚山
，Not those who go to the Samaria。
你只要来到深处。
If you come to the depth，
你只要来到这个井的最深的地方
，as long as you come to the depths of the well，
你就碰到活水
，you will touch living water。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你看见吗
？Now do you see？
你里面就不饥渴了
，no longer do you thirst。
为什么你不饥渴了
？Why don't you thirst？
因为现在你能与神面对面
，because now you can face God face to face。
天堂是天堂，因为神在那里
；heaven is heaven because God is there。
地狱是地狱，因为神不在那里
；hell is hell because God is not。
哪里有神的同在，哪里就是天堂
，wherever there's aThe presence of God, that is where heaven is.
弟兄姊妹，无论我们在哪里，哪里都是天堂。
No matter where we are, it's all heaven.
你生病了
，if you are sick，
是我们的主亲自为你替你铺床。
It is the Lord who makes your bed.
这个床就变成天堂了
，and that bed is your heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是新约弟兄姊妹
，this is the New Testament.
这个敬拜是新约的敬拜
，this is New Testament worship.
你不要坐飞机到哭墙那里
，no longer do you have to fly to the world.
哪里都可以祷告
，you can pray anywhere.
哪里都可以敬拜
，you can worship anywhere.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
现在你懂吗
？Now do you understand?
这个才是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
为什么
？Why?
因为当初神创造灵的时候
，When you God created the spirit，
你知道吗
？Do you know?
神给我们身体
，God gave us a body，
叫我们对这个世界能有知觉，能有 consciousness，
so that we can have a consciousness of the world。
这个世界是真的
，so we know this world is true。
我有个眼睛
，I have eyes，
所以80%的世界我都觉得真的。
So I believe that 80% of this world is real。
我如果眼睛瞎了的话
，If I were blind，
至少还有20%的世界我能够知道。
I still understand 20%。
我可以摸，我也可以耳朵听。
I can feel, I can hear with my ears。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
怎么知道这个世界是真实的
？How do you know that this earth is true？
因为神给我们一个身体。
Because God gave us a body。
这是个 organ， 这是个器官，叫我们能感觉世界的存在。
God gave us this organ so we could be conscious of the existence of this world。
不光如此
，But not only that。
为什么神给我们人格
？Why did God give us a personality？ Why do we love？
会恨
？Why do we hate？
会有感觉
？How do we have feeling？
会有思想
？Why do we have thought？
会决定
？Why can we decide？
会选择
？Why can we choose？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
很清楚的
，Very clear。
借着我们的思想
，Through our thoughts，
我们的情感。
Through our emotions,
和我们的意志
，and through our will，
我们知道我们自己存在。
We know that we exist。
你说我这个人是真的
？You say I am real。
我思故我在，我想，所以我存在。
I am, therefore I am.
I think,
therefore I am。
所以弟兄姊妹，你爱，所以你存在。
You love, therefore you are。
你恨，所以你存在。
You hate, therefore you are。
你想，你意志，你决定，所以你存在。
You think, you decide, therefore you are。
所以弟兄姊妹，神为我们创造了一个器官。 魂。
God created an organ.
这就是我们的魂。
And that is our soul.
这就是我们的 personality.
That is our personality.
我们的人格。
That is our personality.
借着我们的魂。
And through our soul.
我们能感觉我的存在。
We can feel our own existence.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
他不只让我们对世界有知觉。
Not only did he want us to have consciousness about the world.
他不只叫我们对自己有知觉。
But not only have consciousness about ourselves.
神要叫我们对神充满了知觉。
But he want us to also have consciousness of God.
所以你记得吗
？Do you remember?
当亚当神创造他的时候。
When God created Adam.
神用泥土造野兽，神用泥土造亚当。
God created the animals and God created Adam from dust.
所以我们都是泥土造的。
So we are created from dust.
你洗澡的你可以洗出很多泥土出来。
When you take a bath, you're full of dust.
但是有一点不一样的。
But there's one difference.
我们和猴子和狮子和动物不一样在哪里
？We're different than monkeys and all the other animals.
就是神就吹气在亚当的鼻孔里面。
Is that God breathed into the nostril of Adam?
我们的神是个灵。
God is spirit.
结果，当他吹气在人的鼻孔里面
，When he breathed into the nostril of man，
神这个灵就在人的里面就创造了一个器官，叫做我们的灵 organ。
God's spirit created within us an organ which is called the spirit。
结果，我们的灵和我们的身体就产生作用了。
So then our spirit and our body can work together。
这个就是我们的魂。
Now that is our soul.
所以 personality 就从那里就产生了。
And that personality comes from that.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以我们当然是神所生的嘛。
Of course we were birthed.
如果神不是吹那口气
，If God did not breathe that breath，
神吹那口气
，But because He breathed，
神是个灵，你看
，God is spirit。
那么所以在人的里面就创造了灵。
So in man there was created a spirit。
所以你看有两个东西很性质是相同的。
So there's two things that their nature are very similar。
你看有，所以这个两个可以。
Therefore, these two can have a relationship. Or else, these two cannot speak to each other. Now you understand.
为什么到了新约的时候
？Why in the New Testament?
因为旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
大家都知道嘛。
We all know.
自从亚当堕落犯罪
，Ever since Adam fell,
你记得神当初对他怎么说
？Do you remember what Jesus said to the Lord?
你吃这个善恶树的果子，必定死。
God said to him, "If you eat of this fruit, you shall die."
但是亚当又活了九百多岁。
But Adam still lived 900 years.
他没死啊。
He didn't die.
他的身体是九百年又在躺在水里，才躺在坟墓里面的。
His body lay in the tomb only after over 900 years.
你知道吗？有的人在这个在洛杉矶啊，他们去采蘑菇、采羊菇，结果采了毒的蘑菇。
Some people who in Los Angeles went to collect some mushrooms and they actually collected some poisonous ones.
这里有人吃了很多。
And they ate the poisonous mushrooms.
结果最早那个毒攻击的地方是他的肾，他的 kidney.
And the earliest part where that poison attacked is the kidney.
肾没有多久，他的肾就死掉了。
And then very soon that kidney died.
但是是大概一个礼拜以后，他整个的人才躺在坟墓里面。
But it was only after a week that this person was laid to rest.
所以我们知道，当神说你吃那个禁果的日子必定死
，We know that when the Lord said when you eat of that forbidden fruit, that you shall die.
亚当还活了九百多岁啊。
Adam still lived over 900 years.
而且甚至他的眼睛明亮了。
And his eyes were enlightened.
他马上就知道自己是赤身裸体。
Immediately he knew that he was naked.
所以什么意思
？What does that mean?
表示他对自己很有感觉。
It means that he was conscious of himself.
本来他穿着光明，他对自己没有感觉。
Before he had no consciousness of himself.
所以吃了上面树果子以后
，But once he ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge,
你看见有一个东西 activate.
There was something that got activated.
我们的电脑里面有的东西，你看你如果是 XP 或者上 Windows， 有个东西叫 activate 一下，要发动一下。
So there's whether your operating system on a computer, there's certain things that activate.
所以也是一样的。
Likewise.
你知道人本来是浑浑噩噩的，人本来是糊里糊涂的。
Before man was just
neutral, everything neutral.
Everything to man was neutral.
他对自己没有感觉的。
He had no feeling to himself.
但是等到吃了上面树果子以后呢
？But once he ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge,
他的眼睛明亮了。
His eyes were enlightened.
这个眼睛什么眼睛啊
？What are these eyes?
这个眼睛是他灵魂的眼睛明亮了。
These are the eyes of
你怎么知道呢
？How do you know that？
因为他知道自己赤身露体的。
Because he noticed he was naked。
他对自己有感觉了。
He felt that he felt conscious of himself。
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道说这个魂在他里面开始功用了。
You now know that the soul has a function。
所以那天他的魂活泼得很。
So that his soul at that time was functioning very well。
所以我们知道说那天魂也没有死，身体也没有死。
We know that that day the soul and the body did not die。
我们读全本圣经知道说。
But we read the whole scripture。 scripture we
know. 那一天的灵就失去它的功用。
That day the spirit lost its function.
因着人犯罪的缘故。
Because man sinned.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
人对神失去他的知觉。
God and man their
失去他的知觉
their consciousness was completely separated.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
这是不是表示人对神一点认识都没有
Does that mean that the man has no knowledge of God?
我们已经举过例子了
We already gave an example.
如果我眼睛瞎的话
If my eye is blind,
这个世界 80% 的我都不知道
80% of this world, it's lost.
但是 20% 我还是知道
But 20% of this world, I still know.
我还是可以过马路
I can still cross the road.
我还是可以拿一个导盲犬然后拿个杆子我还是可以过马路
I can still cross the road with the blind rod.
这个世界对我还是相当真的，不能是完全的假的。
This world is still true.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？当一个人临死的时候
，But when the spirit dies,
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget,
他的良心神还保留的。
His conscience is still.
在灵的里面，你看神保留那个良心。
That conscience is still there.
所以不是说通通死掉了。
It's not that it got completely. It's completely.
如果通通死掉的话
，If it were completely dead,
人根本就根本就不会敬拜神了。
Man would not be able to worship.
那为什么有这么多宗教呢
？Why are there so many religions?
为什么人还在那里敬拜呢
？Why are people still worshiping?
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
你看见吗？在这个时候，在这个时候。
At this time,
你看得很清楚
It's very clear.
你虽然眼睛瞎了
Even though your eyes are blinded,
你还是会过马路的
You can still cross the road.
有两种过马路方法
You can cross the road different ways.
一个你过马路完全走错方向了
One way is to cross the road incorrectly.
这是撒玛利亚的敬拜
And that is the Samaritan worship.
还有一个你的方向是对的
You can cross the road correctly.
你还是过了马路了
You cross the road in the right direction.
但是和一个明眼的人张着眼睛的过马路不一样
But you cross the road very differently than one who can see.
所以弟兄姊妹，他过马路
，when he crosses the road，
好像在影子里面过一样
，it's as if he's under a shadow。
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
不说那是假的
，it's not the same。
你仍旧过马路
，you still cross the road。
但是弟兄姊妹
，brother sister，
什么时候你在真的过马路
？when you really cross the road，
有一天你眼睛被开启
，your eyes will be enlightened。
这就是我们蒙恩得救的。
That is when we are saved。
时候将到
，and the hour is coming。
主耶稣要开我们的眼睛
，the Lord is going to open our eyes。
现在你敬拜了
，now you worship。
不光敬拜的神是对的。
Now you worship not only worship a true God.
现在弟兄姊妹，当初神创造你的时候
，When God originally created you,
怎么能对神充满知觉呢
？How can you be conscious of God?
就是灵嘛。
It is the spirit.
你在灵的深处敬拜神的时候
，In the spirit, when you worship Him,
你看见那个一切都是真实。
You see, it is all true.
我问弟兄姊妹
，I ask you,
你怎么知道这个世界是真的
？How do you know this world is true?
你怎么知道纽约是真的
？How do you know New York is true?
你怎么知道 Subway 是真的
？How do you know a Subway is true?
你怎么知道汽车是真的
？How do you know a car is real?
很简单，因为主给我们个身。
Because God gave us a body.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
眼睛可以瞎
Eyes can be blind.
你对这个世界还有点知觉
But you still have consciousness.
如果到一天什么都没有，那这个人就完了
But when you don't have any, then the man is gone.
这个世界存在和没有存在根本没有两，根本完全一样的
Then whether the world exists or doesn't, it's the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂这个意思吗
Do you understand?
当初神创造这个灵，就是让我们与他交通的
When God created the spirit, it's for us to have fellowship.
要让我们对他充满知觉
So that we can be conscious of it.
所以借着这个器官
So through this organ.
良心有感觉
，the conscience has a feeling。
然后我们会有 intuition， 会有直觉
，and then we have intuition。
然后我们就能敬拜他
，then we can worship him。
我们与神有交通
，and we can have fellowship。
所有人的本能，那个敬拜的本能，都是从灵里面出发的。
All the instinct of worship of man begins with the spirit。
所以弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
现在你懂了
，now you understand。
弟兄姊妹，旧约的敬拜
，the Old Testament worship，
他们敬拜的神是真的
，they worship a true God。
他们的圣殿也是根据神所启示
，and the Temple is according to the revelation of God.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
因为他们的灵已经失去功能
Because the spirit lost its function.
我们都死在罪恶过犯之中
We are dead in our transgressions.
但是弟兄姊妹，是不是他们就不敬拜了呢
Does it mean they don't worship?
撒玛利亚还敬拜
The Samaritans
still worship. 外邦人还敬拜
Gentiles still worship.
有的人还拜错了拜偶像
Others worship idols.
那但是呢，不要忘记，你看以色列人就不同了
But the people of Israel are different.
他拜的神是真神
They worship a true God.
问题在这里
But here's the question.
他们身体还在
The body is still there.
他们的魂还在
Their soul is still there.
所以现在怎么办呢
But What happened?
现在如果你要敬拜神的
If you are to worship God,
那么你就要用外面的身体在那里拜了
You have to worship outwardly with
your body 或者你要鼓掌了
Or you clap
或者你要欢呼了
Or you rejoice
你要把鼓拿来
Or you bring the drum
你要把那乐器拿来
Or you bring all the musical instruments
才能帮助我们好像我可以靠近神一点
That can help us to draw closer to God
因为人死了所以你还是很远很远的
Because the spirit is dead, you're very distant from God
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
这个就是旧约
That's the Old Testament
你看外邦的敬拜更糟糕了
And the Gentile worship is worse
你如果去读圣经的话
If you read the scripture
那些拜偶像的人
Those who worship idols
那么你看他们觉得神没有离开他们很远的
They believe that God is not far from them
结果他们用刀刺自己的身体
They use the knife and they cut themselves
他们用这样的话就没有引起神的注意
They believe that then God will pay attention
所以你看很多的敬拜一定都是五体投地都是匍匐敬拜
So many worship is a worship of bowing down
为什么
Why
这是能做最好的
This is the best that man can
你看见吗你现在要敬拜神你现在不能靠近神你眼睛瞎了吗
You cannot draw nigh to God because you're blind
那你根本对神没有真的认识了吗
You don't really know who God is
你不能不敬拜
了 You cannot
所以就产生了两种的敬拜
So you have two different worship
一个是撒玛利亚的
One is Samaritan worship
一个是摩利亚山上的
One is the worship of Mount Moriah
弟兄姊妹一个真的一个是假的
One is true, one is false
但你不要忘记
But don't forget
在旧约最大的悲哀是什么
The greatest tragedy in the New Testament
感谢神
Thank God
他们终于敬拜了也有圣殿但是不要忘记
They finally worship They have the temple
这些敬拜不过是婴儿的敬拜
But this worship in the Old Testament is but a shadow
弟兄姊妹好像瞎子过马路一样
It's as if the blind crossing the road
他们仍旧敬拜神
They did worship indeed
但是想想看
But think about
如果有一天这个瞎眼眼睛被开启了
Once if the blind finally can see
他可以过马路了
He can cross the road
你看这个世界对他多么可爱
This world becomes so lovely
你看如果我们灵活过来了
If our spirit is revived
我们怎么借着我们身体知道这个世界是真的
How we know through our body that this world is real
我们借着灵我们要叫神是真的
We also know from the spirit how God is real
所以弟兄姊妹你看见很多人年纪大了到了九十岁慢慢记性不行了
Many people who are old in their 90s their mind goes
当你听祷告
Many, they, but you listen.
你听到播音机里祷告。
Their prayers during the worship.
就是几句话。
A couple of words.
叫你觉得主的同在。
You feel God's presence.
他们外面的一天毁坏一天。
Their outward body keeps deteriorating.
但他们里面的灵。
But the spirit inside.
你看，一天毁心思一天。
More and more is
returning. 他仍是能够赞美。
They continue to worship.
仍是能够敬拜。
Continue to praise.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
很可惜。
Sad.
为什么今天敬拜变成一个失落的艺术呢
？Why is worship today a lost art？
因为今天许多人不知道灵和魂到底有什么分别。
Because today there's no differentiation between spirit or soul。
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
许多时候你看见，因为人不知道在灵里面敬拜的缘故。
Because man today doesn't know that needs to worship from the spirit。
人需要外面的帮助。
They need outward help。
首先需要个大的建筑物。
First you need a big building。
那个建筑一定很高很大。
It has to be a huge Tall
有的一种建筑叫你看，你立刻想到天堂。
And when you think about it, you can think exactly.
然后你看到那个窗子，每个窗子就叫你想到天堂。
And whenever you look at the window panes, you'll see a.
你需要用外面来帮助你。
You need outward help.
弟兄姊妹，这证明什么
？What does it
证明人？证明人已经人，证明人根本不在灵里面。
It proves that man is no longer in the spirit.
不光这样
，Not only that，
人需要用外面的音乐来帮助。
God needs to man needs to
use 用鼓来帮助
，drums
用音乐来帮助
，musical instruments。
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
这样你就能敬拜了。
Then you can worship。
有人说，你看旧约不是这样吗
？Some say don't isn't the Old Testament worship？
你去看诗篇一百五十篇不是这样吗
？Psalm 150 isn't that？
你看这不是神的话吗
？Isn't that God's word？
以色列人不是敬拜神吗
？The people of Israel。
不是牵牛牵羊来吗？
对对，
不
是
到圣殿里面去吗？
他们
用这种乐器吗
？They all use this musical.
如果他们能用，为什么我们不能用呢
？Can use? Why can't we use?
你忘记了
？You forgot.
时候将到，如今就是了。
An hour is coming, and now is.
这个时候旧约不一样的。
Now the Old Testament is.
我们怎么把教会带到旧约里面去
？How do we take the church to the Old Testament?
这是基本的认识啊。
This is a basic.
这不是方法的问题。
It is not a method.
你看见吗？新约的特点在哪里？
Feature the New Testament.
里面做的才是外面做的不是。
What is done inside is real, and what not is done outside is not real.
所有都在旧约在，所有都是外面的。
In the Old Testament, everything is outward.
但是主怎么说呢
？But the, what the Lord say?
心灵和诚实拜他。
Worship Him in spirit and in truth.
这什么意思
？What does this mean?
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
神在我们里面创造的灵。
God created in us a spirit.
你看这两个是相同的。
These spirits are the same.
所以你看就可以来往了。
They can have have communication.
然后呢，这个时候你看见你就能够因着来往，你就能够认识神了。
And because they have a relationship, you know God.
我举个例子。
Let me give an example.
如果这里有电的话
，If there is electricity,
你怎么把电引过来
？How do you draw the electricity?
你说我拿个木头行不行
？You say I'll get a piece of wood.
你拿个木头
，take a piece of wood.
要是电
，and that's electricity.
你碰过去电不过来的。
You touch it, nothing comes over.
电不过来的话
，If the electricity doesn't come,
你就没有来往。
Then you don't have a relationship.
你这样就没有认识。
And you don't know this electricity.
但如果你拿个铁丝或者铜丝的话
，But if you take a brass wire.
那铜丝什么意思
？If you take a bronze wire.
铜丝里面有很多电子跑来跑去的。
If you take a copper wire, you're going to see many electrons inside the wire.
Running around, 它跑来跑去的。那么但是那个电源呢，里面有很多电子的。
And the source of the electricity also has electrons.
所以你看见吗？这里有电子，这里有电子。
You have electrons in both places.
神是个灵
，God is spirit.
那神在。我们里面创造了个灵
，and God created in us a spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你只有用灵，你才能碰到这个灵。
Only with spirit can you touch spirit.
你只能用铜丝才能碰到铁。
Only with a copper wire can you touch spirit.
所以很多人说，哎呀，我碰到这个电源了，碰到电源了，结果不出电的。
Many times you touch electricity, there's no electric shock.
对不对？你看见吗？从来你不出电的。
There's no electric shock.
你根本这个木根本不透，不能传电。
Because you're using wood and it doesn't transfer the.
你用我们的身体，用我们的魂来相。
If we want to draw close to God with our body and our soul, it's impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹是没有效的。
It's no use.
是没有结果的。
There's no result.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见新约是个何等时代。
The New Testament is now.
本来是模模糊糊的。
Before it was not clear.
现在是真实的。
Now it is true.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗
？Now you see.
因为这个缘故
，Because of this，
在旧约
，In the Old Testament，
我再说，他们敬拜的神是真的。
They worship the true God.
但是他们是在隐而的敬拜。
But they worship under shadow.
我们进了何等的人。
Today we are such a people.
现在我们只要让活水进到我们的井里。
We just need to allow the living water to enter into the well.
我们只要来到水的深处。
We come to the depths of the water.
用我们的心灵。
Through our spirit.
用我们的诚实。
Through truth.
我们最真的来到神的面前。
We bring the truth real to God.
结果我们就拜到他了。
And then we are able to worship him.
我们就和他有亲密的交通。
We can have sweet fellowship with him.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
无论是旧约的敬拜
，Whether the Old Testament,
无论是撒玛利亚的敬拜
，Samaritan worship,
你看他们拜是不，他们没有拜到神了。
They worship, but they did not reach God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？有时候你吃东西，你没有吃到啊。
Many times you eat something, you feel like you didn't get it.
你是要吃到才行呢。
You have to get eat.
你敬拜要敬拜到才行。
You have to arrive at that worship.
有的人敬拜没有敬拜到啊。
Many people worship, but they don't arrive at that worship.
那原因方法不对啊。
Because the method is wrong.
有的时候我们常说，哎，这个东西怎么吃啊
？Many times we say, how do we eat this?
有小朋友就说，他说我用嘴巴吃啊。
The child will say, we'll eat with our mouth.
你不要弄错了，这句话很有智慧的。
There's much wisdom in that.
这个因为太平常了，我们反而觉得很奇怪，是用嘴巴吃啊。
Of course we eat with our mouth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你怎么亲近神呢
？How do you draw nigh to God?
我们的嘴巴是什么
？What is our mouth?
不是肉体的嘴巴。
It is not the fleshly mouth.
你看见吗？那是灵的深处有个嘴巴。
In the spirit there is a mouth.
这样你就吃进去了。
Then you can eat into.
这样就能与神有来往。
Then you can have a relationship with.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做什么呢
？What does it say?
这个叫做新约的敬拜。
This is called New Testament worship.
所以但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our ears.
给我们
eyes.
给我们开。
That we might see.
这就是神在今天所要的敬拜。
This is the worship that God wants today.
不过非常的可惜。
But sadly.
你如果读教会的历史。
If you read the history of the church.
你就知道说教会的敬拜应该和旧约的敬拜和撒玛利亚敬拜不一样。
The church worship of the church should be different than the Samaritan worship.
但是你读到启示录
，But when you reach Revelation，
你记不记得
？Do you remember？
有七个教会，有两个教会，有五个教会都需要悔改的。
There's of the seven churches, five churches had to repent.
那两个教会不需要悔改。
Two churches did not have.
你知道原因在哪里
？Why？
两个教会都有犹太人。
All those two churches had Jewish people.
所以圣经说，那三代一会的
，those of the soul of Satan。
那不要忘记撒旦一会那个会在中文听不看不清在原文的 synagogue of Satan 这是撒旦的会堂
those are of the synagogue of Satan
这句话太重了会不会
could it be very harsh word
但是不要忘记
but don't forget
如果你知道教会的性质
if you know the nature of the church
新酒一定要装在新皮袋
you know that new wine has to be put in new wine
教徒倒是犹太教
the old wineskin is Judaism
你知道当初有一班的使徒他们弄错他们就把新酒装在旧皮袋里
remember certain apostles who put old wine in new wineskin
你看有一个使徒就是雅各
Remember that one of the apostles was saying,
他很高兴他告诉保罗说,
He told Paul,
你看圣主有多少万啊?
He look, there are thousands and thousands of new believers.
这句话好得不得了,
this is a great word.
下面一句话听不下去,
but then there's a one word that was
个个都为律法热心,
and all of them were zealous for the law.
这是基督教, 这是教会还是犹太教,
is this the church or is this Judaism?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看教会难处在哪里?
Where is the problem of the church?
教会有个危险,
there's a danger.
如果不小心的话,
if you're not careful,
他很容易就回到犹太教,
very easily you return back to Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, for this reason,
你看讲到士门拿的教会,
when you speak of the church of Smyrna,
讲到菲拉铁菲的教会,
and the church of Philadelphia,
你看见他们的难处是什么?
What was the difficulty?
难处在教会里面你看见犹太教的东西,
that in the church there was the Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在很清楚了,
very clear.
如果你看整个教会经历的历史,
if you see the church history,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有一件是很稀奇的,
something very interesting.
你觉得第一个世纪如此, 现在还是如此?
Whether in the first century or now,
你记不记得第一个世纪?
Do you remember the first century?
这个保罗到了耶路撒冷,
Paul arrived in Jerusalem.
那么现在这个什么圣雅各告诉你看有几万人都守律法啊,
and James was saying, look how many are zealous for the law.
那现在他说我告诉你一个办法,
he says, I'll give you one way.
那这里有人要去献祭, 你跟他们去献祭,
there's those who are going to go sacrifice,
你有妥协一下就好了, compromise 就好了,
compromise a little bit, that'll be fine.
结果他正在等祭司献祭的时候,
and as he was waiting for the priest to offer the sacrifice,
神等不下去了,
God cannot wait.
这次神不能再忍耐,
God can no longer wait.
神再忍耐的话,
if God were to be patient,
就只有犹太教就没有基督教,
you would forget about Christianity, there would only be Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见了,
so do you see,
这个时候神就要监禁保罗的手,
and God handcuffed Paul.
否则的话, 你看连保罗那个讲原则的人,
then Paul, who was a principled man,
他已经糊涂, 他已经妥协了,
he was also compromised.
所以你看见吗?
Do you see that?
人就是习惯的动物, 人就是 traditional, 传统的动物,
man is a man, are people of habit.
人总是根据传统的,
they always follow their tradition.
因为最简单,
very easy.
你根据传统不需要根据圣灵, yes. 要根据圣灵,
if you follow tradition, you don't have to follow the spirit.
但是圣灵好像不容易的,
when you follow spirit,
你要背十字架,
you have to carry your cross.
传统很简单,
but tradition is easy.
老祖父怎么做, 祖父怎么做, 你照样做就可以,
how the forefathers did, I will do the same.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天教会的敬拜, 很多就这样敬拜的,
and today's worship is just like that.
你不要来读约翰福音第四章, 你就要看看历史上怎么敬拜的就可以,
you don't need to read John chapter 4, just look how they worship in tradition.
弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细来看整部教会的历史,
if you carefully look at the church history,
弟兄姊妹, 你发现说这个敬拜是新约的敬拜吗?
This worship, is it true New Testament worship?
所以因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
我里面有一个很重很重的负担,
I have a very heavy burden.
我觉得今天大家注意都是外面的,
today I feel people just pay attention,
教会可不可以鼓，可不可以热闹一点, 可不可以这样的, 可不可以那样的,
is it possible to have drum, can it be more exciting?
弟兄姊妹, 不是这些问题,
it's not that.
问题是今天我们的敬拜是什么样的敬拜,
what kind of worship is our worship today?
你看见约翰老早就知道了,
John knew,
圣灵老早就知道了,
the Holy Spirit knew.
你看见有一天, 教会会把敬拜的艺术完全地丢掉了,
one day the church was going to throw away the art of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹, 因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
当你翻开历史的时候,
when you turn around, turn over the history,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
无论在教会黑暗的时候,
no matter in the dark ages of the church,
就是后来马丁路德跟加尔文出来改革以后,
and even after the Reformation, with the Calvin and Luther,
神的确做了荣耀的工作,
God did a glorious work.
神的确把一般神的儿女带回到新约的敬拜,
God brought many of the children of God back to New Testament worship.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but don't forget,
如果整部的历史是100分的话,
if you have all of history 100 points,
只有大概一分, 那这么长的时间只有一分的时间, 有一帮人是回到新约的敬拜,
only 1% of that time did somebody go back, did they go back to New Testament worship.
弟兄姊妹, 那个原因在什么地方?
What's the reason?
很清楚的,
very clear.
因为所谓旧约的敬拜,
Old Testament worship,
在主耶稣那个时候,
at the time of Jesus,
是指两种的敬拜说的,
it spoke of two different worship.
一个是圣殿的敬拜,
one is the worship of the temple.
还有一个以色列被掳到巴比伦以后,
after the children of Israel were taken captive to Babylon,
那是会堂的敬拜,
it's the worship of a synagogue.
那弟兄姊妹, 很稀奇,
very interesting.
今天你来看整个教会这个敬拜的历史,
when you look at the history of worship in church history,
稀奇得很,
It's amazing.
为什么人不羡慕新约的敬拜？
Why don't people like the joy of the
Old Testament? 为什么人喜欢回到旧约的敬拜？
Why do they like to go back to the Old Testament?
这个稀奇的很，弟兄姊妹。
It's quite amazing.
在最早大家以薄饼纪念主的时候。
At the very beginning, when they broke bread,
桌子上摆的饼和杯是不是？
You saw the bread and the cup, right?
然后他们说一定有一个人祝福这个饼和这个杯。
And they say somebody has to bless the bread and cup.
那如果祝福这个饼和杯的话，
And if you bless the bread and cup,
这个杯代表基督的血，饼代表基督的圣经。
You see the body.The bread represents the body of Christ and the cup, the blood.
就好像 sacrifice 一样，对不对？
It's just like a sacrifice.
你们清楚不清楚呢？那如果有人祝福的话，
If somebody blesses
you, 是不是好像一个人把祭物摆在神面前一样？
Is it like putting an offering before God?
Sacrifice before. 那么好，那么这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
这个人就是 priest 嘛。
This is a priest.
所以教会黑暗时期的时候，
So in the dark ages,
那些圣权阶级人，你叫他们叫他 priest.
You call those people priests.
很清楚的，这就是 priest 怎么来。
That is how priests can be.
那么好了，那么这个桌子上摆的是饼和杯的。
And on the table, you have bread and the cup, right?
那么现在如果用桌子来摆饼和杯的话，
If you use a table for the bread and cup,
如果饼和杯是代表一个 sacrifice, 代表一个祭物，
If the bread and cup represent a sacrifice,
那么这个桌子不就变成祭坛了吗？
Then is this table not an altar?
所以弟兄姊妹，不光这是祭坛，
Not only does it become an altar,
你这个附近就不是变成圣所了吗？ Sanctuary.
So aren't you surrounded by a sanctuary?
整个礼拜堂不就变成圣殿了吗？
And isn't this whole church becoming a temple?
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
旧约有圣殿，
Old Testament has a temple.
现在教会也有圣殿。
Now the church also has a temple.
教会有祭司。
The church has a priest.
你看到了礼拜天拜饼的时候，你看有祭物。
And the breaking of the bread, you have a sacrifice.
然后你看有祭坛。
And then you have an altar.
大家来到圣所。
And you come to the temple.
你来到礼拜堂的会所就变成圣殿了。
You come to the holy place, and now you come to the temple.
弟兄姊妹。
But that's it.
你去看教会黑暗时期的时候，
Look at the dark ages of the church.
那历史是不是这样的历史？
Isn't that the history?
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
这个为什么？怎么在教会里面有祭司，有犹太教的东西呢？
That's why in the church you have priests and the Judaism.
很简单的。
Very easy.
这个敬拜那是旧约的敬拜。
This worship is Old Testament worship.
所以就这个教会充满教会那个刚黑暗就这个样子的。
And during the dark ages of the church, that was the condition.
等到马丁路德起来了。
When Martin Luther arose.
等到加尔文起来了。
Calvin arose.
那他们两个感觉有点不同。
Their feeling was different.
马丁路德说，凡是圣经没有禁止的，我们还是可以有。
Martin Luther said, whatever the Bible did not prohibit, we can still have.
加尔文说，圣经没有的，我们一定不要。
But Calvin said, whatever is not in the Bible, we don't want.
所以你看，他们有一点的不同。
So they were a little different.
到了路德会，到了马丁路德起来的时候。
When Martin Luther arose,
他们的确相信没有教皇，没有祭司，这些都没有了。
They believed that there was no pope, no priest.
不过他祭坛还是保留的。
But they still kept the altar.
蜡烛还是保留的。
They still kept the candles.
你看圣服还是保留的。
They still kept the holy garment.
因为圣经没有说这些没有啊。
Because the Bible doesn't say it was forbidden.
所以你看后来这个敬拜就变成路德会的敬拜。
So then this worship became a Lutheran worship.
所以你看路德会的敬拜很多地方很像这个叫黑暗时候的敬拜一样。
So the Lutheran worship today you could see is very much like the Dark Ages.
加尔文就不同了。
Calvin was different.
加尔文真的回到圣经。
Calvin truly went back to the Bible.
所以你读加尔文的东西。
If you read the writings of Calvin,
他每次想起这个黑暗的时候，那些所有的敬拜，他说这个通通不是圣经的东西。
Every time he thinks of the Dark Ages of the Church, he says this is not of the Bible.
我都不敢引他的话，他的用的字非常非常重的。
I dare not use his words because they were very harsh.
所以你看见吗？他觉得要回到圣经一定要完完全全才可以。
So he said to go back to the Bible, we need to go back 100%.
所以什么都没有了。
So he took away everything.
只剩下一样东西。
One thing was
left. 你到今天的长老会，你还可以看得见的。
When you go to if you go to Presbyterian church,
就是在墙壁上还有一块石板，上面有十条诫命的。
So on the wall, you still see the Ten Commandments on the tablet.
其他什么都没有了。
Everything else is gone.
也没有这个坛，也没有什么都没有。
No table, altar, nothing.
那主日最重要的主的自己的话。
And on the Lord's day, the most important is God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹很稀奇啊
It's amazing.
最早最早的时候
At the very early days
真是在圣灵里面的敬拜
It was a worship in the spirit.
但是你看你人就是这样子
But man is such
没有多久以后
Afterwards
你看你又回到从前去
They return to the past.
所以慢慢的没有弥撒没有的
Slowly there was no more mass.
现在没有圣殿
And no more temple.
没有祭司
No more priests.
但是他们有神的话
But they still have God's word.
弟兄姊妹 等到以色列被掳的时候
，When the children of Israel, the captive,
他们在被掳地方没有圣殿
，When they were captive, there was no
也没有圣祭
，They couldn't sacrifice.
在他们聚会的时候
，When they gathered together,
他们十个人在会堂聚会的时候
，When ten of them gathered in the synagogue,
他们只读神的话
，They just read God's word.
你看见吗？但虽然如此
，Even though
他们的敬拜有一定的仪式的
，But they had a ritual in their worship.
那么稀奇的很。你看见等到教会改革以后，等到你看见马丁路德起来改革以后
，So after the Reformation, when Martin Luther rose up,
慢慢慢慢，教会敬拜的模式变成什么样的模式呢
？Slowly, slowly, what was the form of worship?
那个模式慢慢就变成会堂的模式。
The form of worship became worship of the synagogue.
所以还是犹太教的，你看见
？It was still from the Judaism.
很稀奇的
，It's quite amazing.
在灵里、心灵里和真实敬拜
，In this worship of spirit and truth,
那就是在圣灵里敬拜呀。
It was spirit worship and spirit.
圣灵像风一样啊
！The spirit is like the wind，
风随着意思吹的。
It blows wherever it wants。
你不知道它怎么吹或者怎么吹的。
You can't see where and where it is。
你不可能有个 program 的。
You shouldn't have a program。
不能有个 liturgy， 你不能有一个仪式。
How do you have a liturgy？
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brother, sister,
如果你回到会堂里面去
，If you go back to the synagogue，
他们会告诉你说，如果你要在那里敬拜的话
，If you want to worship there，
那么你就应该有很多很多的仪式的。
You have a lot of rituals.
那么简单的来说
，simply
光是祷告那一部分。
Once you pray，
你看见它就有18个祷告。
There are 18 different prayers.
那个祷告你都需要背的。
And you have to memorize.
然后呢，赞美的时候大家都要喊阿门的。
When you worship, you have to say amen.
那么我们要说这个模式从哪里来的
？You say where did this form come from?
这个模式就是从。这个会堂来的
，This form came from the synagogue。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你不管怎么样，回过头去看
，Whenever you look back，
你觉得很稀奇
，You will be amazed，
非常的稀奇
，It's quite amazing。
结果你看见说，居然教会今天的敬拜回到旧约里面去
，The worship of the church now goes back to the Old Testament。
你知道后来在英国
，In England，
你知道英国是国家教会。
England is the Church of England.
那英国国家的浸会很像天主教的。
Church of England is very much like the Catholic.
所以后来有一帮人他们离开了。
So certain people left.
他们为了真理就离开了。
For the truth they left.
所以他们称为 free churches. 他们称为自由的教会。
So they call themselves a free church.
那这里面有浸信会。
You have Baptists.
有公理中 congregation.
You have congregationalists.
然后有美一美会或者是卫理公会。
Wesley. You have Wesley.
Wesleyans. 你知道这些都是 free churches.
These are all free churches.
当然开始的时候
，at the very beginning，
他们真的回到了新约的敬拜，一点都没有错。
They returned back to the New Testament worship.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but、
你看人就是很容易回到那里去。
But man can easily turn back.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
回到旧约的敬拜
，when you return back to the old，
那是机械的敬拜 ，mechanical.
It is a mechanical worship.
并且有公式的。
There's a type of form.
然后有一个 liturgy， 有一个仪式的。
There's a liturgy.
有一个 program， 有
程序的。There's a program.
弟兄姊妹，你连祷告都不需要。
You don't even have to pray.
你不需要让风随着意思吹的，不需要。
You don't have to allow the wind to blow anywhere.
你只要把程序写下来。
You just have to write a program.
大家就敬拜。
And then people can worship.
我请问大家
，I ask you，
这个在灵里和真实敬拜吗
？Is this spirit worshiping spirit？
所以你看见教会到一个时候就走到这个样子去。
So that is the church arrived at that point.
所以最后。我举一个实在的例子。
I give you a final true example.
他们有人呢专门研究这个历史。
Many people examine the history.
有一个人就写了一本书叫做 Worship.
Somebody wrote a word named Worship.
那这个作者是很有名的作者，叫做 Evelyn Underhill. 他是个非常有名的作者。
The author is Evelyn Underhill. Very famous author.
他对奥秘派有很深很深的研究。
Very done much studies on mysticism.
我从来没有看见一本书讲教会中敬拜历史像这本书一样。
I've never read a book that spoke of church history worship as this.
我希望大家如果可能，你们尽可能读，尤其教会中你们带领弟兄姊妹一定要读这本书。
If especially the leaders of the church, please read this book.
你们到 website 去很容易找到这本书。
It's very easy to find this book.
而且不是很贵的。
It's not very expensive.
但这个实在是值得的。
It's worth it.
你如果好好把它读过的话
，If you read this book,
你就知道说教会历史里面后来怎么改变的，这个为什么有这许许多多不同敬拜的情景。
You see why there are different conditions of worship throughout history.
但是很稀奇。
But quite amazing.
圣灵一直做一个工作
，The Spirit did one work，
就是要把我们带回到新约的地方
，is to bring us back to New Testament worship。
很稀奇
，but amazing。
仇敌总是把我们带回到旧约。
The enemy always brings us back to the Old Testament。
弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很
Quite amazing.
那现在我读一段话给大家听。
Let me read a passage to you.
你知道他们这个姊妹，当她研究到后来 free church， 就这些人，他们应该是被主兴起来的一般的人。
When she talked about the free church，
那么然后呢，他们又回到什么？又回到从前的那些榜样里面去了。
And they returned back to the old ways, methods of worship.
所以你知道有一个专家叫做 Dr. Micklin， 他说过这样的话。
And there's a person named Dr. Micklin who said,
他说后来啊，这些 free church 他们的敬拜的方式啊，
he said that the churchmen of today
又回到从前去了，
have returned to the old way.
为什么呢？
How?
因为这些 free church 他们的母亲啊是 Church of England， 是安利甘会。
Because why? Because all these free churches, his mother is the Church of England.
这是母亲。
That's the mother.
那 grandmother, 她的祖母呢？
And who is the grandmother?
她的祖母 the Church of Rome, 是罗马的教会。
The grandmother is the Church of Rome.
那只是天主教来说的。
It speaks of Catholicism.
那她的曾祖母呢？
And what about the great-grandmother?
Great-grandmother 是谁呢？
Is who?
Jewish synagogue.
It's the Jewish synagogue.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
所以我讲的是 free church.
This I'm talking about free churches.
我不是讲 Catholic.
我不在讲。
我也不是讲 Church of England.
I'm not speaking of the Church of England.
弟兄姊妹，你如果看那些的敬拜的话，
if you see that worship,
你根本就回到犹太教去了。
You are returning back.
那个敬拜是圣殿的敬拜。
That is a synagogue worship.
但是稀奇的很。
Quite amazing.
你看得很清楚，很清楚。
Very clearly.
主的话告诉我们说
，The Lord's word said,
不在这个山上，也不在那。
Not on this mountain, nor on this mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们要来到主面前。
We have to come before the Lord.
我们要给求主开我们的眼睛。
We ask Him to open up our eyes.
今天有一帮人，他们要敬拜。
There's a group of people want to worship.
那么这个又是另外的了。
This is
所以那这种敬拜在这本书里面没有的。
This worship is not found in this book.
那么现在你看，你到处都有这样的敬拜。
Now you have all this type of worship.
非常的热闹。
It's very exciting.
他说我们要让这个大卫倒塌的帐幕再把它扶起来。
We want to resurrect the fallen tent of David.
所以你看见他们把鼓带来了，把乐器带来，什么都带来了。
They bring all the musical instruments, drums, etc.
他说我们这样做就打把大卫的倒塌的帐幕就。
Then we can revive the fallen temple, fallen tent of David.
弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？
Now do you understand?
旧约的敬拜特点还不是方式的。
Old Testament, their specialty isn't just the form.
不光是这样。
Not only that.
要紧的在哪里？
The most important.
要紧的，它是影子的敬拜。
It is a worship of shadow worship.
那个时候没有办法。
Before they couldn't do it.
因为灵没有活过来。
Because the spirit wasn't alive.
主耶稣还没有来到。
Jesus hadn't arrived.
你只剩下你的身体和你的魂是活过来。
You only had your body and your soul that was alive.
所以你用你的身体。
So of course you use your body.
当然你用你的魂。
Of course you use your soul.
稀奇不稀奇？
But isn't that amazing?
敬拜在旧约有这个字，在新约有一个字。
The worship, there's one word in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
在旧约讲的敬拜那个字啊，希伯来字。
Worship in the Hebrew.
主要就是匍匐在地上
means to bow down
那和身体就讲了身体的
it speaks of the body
但是很稀奇圣经告诉圣经原文懂圣经原文告诉我们
but those who understand the
在新约里面的敬拜
the word worship in the New Testament
那个词
that word
就和身体发生很少的关系
has very little to do with the body
所以弟兄姊妹
brother sister
因为时候将到
an hour is coming
如今就是
and now is
如果我们眼睛真的被开
if our eyes are open
如果我们真的里面已经活过来。
If we are revived inside,
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
有眼睛不用。
If you have no eyes,
你不是个瞎子。
You are not blind.
你结果眼睛开启了。
And your eyes are open.
你过马路，你还是用那么导盲枪。
When you cross the road, you still use that rod.
你还是拿个杆子。
You still use that rod.
你还是用摸的。
You still touch.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是很可怜的光景
？Isn't this a sad situation?
所以现在人跟灵跟魂都不分了。
Today, people don't separate their soul and spirit.
他们把魂的兴奋都带着什么，就告诉我们这个人已经在灵里面。
They bring the excitement of the soul into the spirit.
但是弟兄。我们不要忘记
Let us not forget.
十字架工作是要叫灵和魂分开
The work of the cross is to separate the soul and spirit
这样才能把我们带到真实的敬拜
Then we can enter into true worship
人来到这里
When man comes here
觉得在地好像在天
It's as if he's on heaven even though on earth
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
如果我们明白这个的话
If we understand this
有许多问题都解决了
Many problems are solved
有的人说为什么我们这里这个样子别人都不是这样子
Some people say why are we like this and others aren't
别人不是热闹得很吗
Others very excited.
人不是鼓掌吗
？Don't they clap a lot?
人不是呐喊吗
？Don't they call out a lot?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
不错。
Yes.
如果从圣灵开始
，If it begins with the Holy Spirit，
有一天你喊，你应该喊。
And one day, if you are to shout,
you 大声可以大声
You can be loud.
是从里面到外面
But it comes from within.
不是外面就到里面
It's not from outside to within.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故
For this reason.
到了新约的时候
In the New Testament era,
我们眼睛都开启
Our eyes are open.
感谢神
Thank God.
因着主在十字架上的工作
Because of his work on the cross.
他从死里复活
He resurrected from the dead.
圣灵重生了我们的灵
And our, the Holy Spirit has reborn.
所以我们 born again.
So we are born again.
每次讲到 being born again.
When we speak of being born again,
是指着我们的灵已经死了。
It speaks of our spirit being dead.
现在又生又又活起来，又 be born again.
And it is born again.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
现在圣灵进到我们的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit enters into our spirit.
感谢主。
Thank God.
现在我们不在影子里面过日子。
No longer are we under shadow.
我们的正敬拜乃是真正的敬拜。
Our worship is true worship.
那么神乃是找真正敬拜他们。
God is seeking true worshippers.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank you.
我想今天晚上的话，我们就说到这里。
We will speak His words tonight.
明天晚上我们还要有最后的话。明天早上。
Tomorrow morning we will have a further.
我们还有最后的话。
We have a further.
我们要继续来看。
We will continue to see.
还没说完的。
What we have.
到底新约的敬拜是怎样的敬拜
？What is the New Testament worship?
我在今天晚上我借了好几个。敬拜父的。
But the true worshippers of the Father.
是心灵和诚实来拜。
We worship Him in spirit and in